When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's about to play you.
Let it play.
They can hear us?
Yes, they can hear us.
Why aren't we muted?
I don't know how to do that.
I've been thinking about doing the show in person a lot, and I'm just like, man, that's fun. I do miss it.
Do you think we'll get back to it?
I want to.
I don't know.
We can talk now.
Are we on now? I don't know. I'm not cued or anything. Are we live?
Oh, we're live.
I see a W on the screen.
Welcome back, everybody. I see an M now.
Soon.
To another episode of The Wanger Show.
Moon.
Woo! This is episode 222. Brian, can you tell me the 222nd Pokemon?
The 222nd Pokemon is called Bobby Mitchell.
Oh.
That's what it's called. It's a Pokemon.
Shout out to Bobby Mitchell. There it is.
For Robert Mitchell.
It's actually Corsola, but you were close.
Oh,
very, very close. Yes. Welcome back, everyone. It's good to be here. Happy Memorial Day. Shout out to all the vets out there. Salute to them and all the great things that they've done for us in this country. Woo! Monday. Enjoy the long weekend, everybody. Apparently can't.
Yeah.
Don't tweet it out.
What are you talking about?
Apparently Kamala Harris got in trouble for tweeting out saying have a nice long weekend, and then people were saying that was disgraceful.
It's disrespectful to the troops.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, when Trump called people who died in war suckers and losers, that's cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
makes sense
for the troops.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Also we know Memorial Day really is mattress sales. Vegas.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Laughlin. What is it?
Barbecues. Vacation,
barbecues.
Going to Palm Springs for, yes. Yeah. Oh, but yeah, that's the veterans as well. Yes.
Also, yeah, if you see on Instagram, like gravesite postings are in between shots.
Yeah.
And bathing suit just parties.
There's got to be a sketch in there somewhere. It's just like, yeah, so here I'm here to honor my grandfather who fought World War II. The next one's just like, shots, motherfucker, Palm Springs.
I have a video. Remember, this is getting pretty dark, starting off pretty dark.
Jesus.
But the George Floyd murder.
Yes, Brian, I do remember this. It was about a year ago.
Everyone was posting a black square on their Instagrams.
Yes, uh-huh.
And I was scrolling, and I followed this girl from high school who was, like, oblivious to it all.
Oh, no.
She had, like, a bikini shot. So it was, like, black square, black square, black square, bikini shot, black square, black square, black square.
Oh, no. What the fuck? Yeah, just no idea. Rock?
Are you in your own world?
Moron? Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it's just better. We'll talk about it in just a little bit, but Bo Burnham... in his new special, has a funny thing where she's like, can we all just like shut the fuck up? Can we all just like shut
about
the
what?
Fuck up? Just
about what?
Well, I don't want to like give away the full thing, but it's just, and it's just like, I don't think just social media. I don't think we need it sometimes. You know what I mean?
He's
just
no,
like,
no.
Just don't need it.
I'm only on the gram and I'm not on the Twitter.
You're just following your one tone deaf friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny. And then like, I don't want to throw her under the bus, but she's anti-vax, but her face is so filled with like, collagen and all this shit. Oh man, I can't say that.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Who cares? Who cares? If you want to be anti-vax, go ahead, but don't be a fucking asshole. But I understand being hesitant on, I guess, it, but don't go up to someone and be like, "Did you research? Do you research?" It's like, yeah, there's plenty of stuff to look up. She's like, "Yeah, well, my aunt sent me this Facebook post, and it says they're made out of babies." It's just like, what? Oh. What are you talking about?
I'm seeing more and more people on my Instagram feed of like, "I didn't know you were like that." Because like, I thought they were cool. I worked with them before. And then all of a sudden they post a thing where it's like, "Look at this clown, Fauci." And I'm like, "Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. You're like that." Mm-hmm. All right.
I think that
like,
was all.
Why do you think he's a clown? It's not even like there's no explanation. Like he's just a clown.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, maybe. I don't know. I'd listen to Fauci.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I would listen to him over, you know, moms on Facebook, you know, it's just like, ugh. I think I learned all that just from last year in general. It's the just like, oh,
people you follow,
people I follow, friends, maybe some family. And it's just like, oh, okay. I love you. But that's a little strange. It's a little eye opening.
Like slowly peeks out. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm still friends with I'm related to my family, but I'm still friendly to cousins that like are Trump supporters.
Yeah.
It was like once it came out, I was like, oh, that stinks. But like, you're nice. You're a nice person.
Yeah.
So I'm still like talking to them and I'm texting them.
Yeah.
I'm not like, "You're a Trump supporter. Fuck you."
No. Yeah. Like,
how can you do that?
I don't think it's not necessarily gotten to that point. And I don't think it ever, hopefully it never will, but it is a little like, damn, I really liked you. I mean, I'll say hi to you, hang out with you, but you start talking politics or whether you should or you should not get the vaccine, it's just like, don't talk to me. Don't bring it up. Just don't bring it up. Because I've, you know.
I do. I say, how do you feel about abortion rights?
Oh, geez. Okay.
How do you feel about racial relations?
Mm.
I go right in.
Go right into it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Brian. Like, Brian, your uncle comes up to you. Hey, Brian, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
I haven't seen you in a year since this pandemic. Oh, yeah. What are your thoughts on abortion?
Just right away. Oh,
I think women, trans people.
Oh, geez.
Uncle Frederick. I don't know your name.
Uncle Freddie. Come on, dude. Come on.
What are his thoughts?
Make pretend.
On trans.
Make pretend.
And abortion rights and women's rights in general. What are all your opinions?
Mm.
That's what I need. I just want a world where we can all express our opinions on all of this.
Mm. I mean, you can.
I want a platform. I want everyone to have a platform to voice their opinions.
They do.
To make sure they think their opinions are absolutely 100%
right?
True. And make sure nothing can deter them from their opinions.
Mm.
And people can just cheer them on.
Yeah.
I wish we had that in our lives.
Oh,
I
Brian?
Wish. Mm. Yeah.
We do have that. It's everywhere.
What is it called?
Social media.
What is that?
It's various platforms where you can go and tell everyone about your opinion on whether.
No, but like if you okay, like I get it. Like people want they don't want to read, they want to listen.
Oh,
I want a platform for people to express themselves auditorially.
Oh yeah, well I mean we have that too.
What's that?
It's called a podcast.
God damn it. Everyone's got a podcast now.
Yeah, I think
everyone can express their opinions.
I'm trying to think of people who don't have a podcast. I think it's a lot cooler if you don't have a podcast. And if you do have a podcast, stop.
If I introduce myself and they're like, "Have you been on a podcast?" I have never been on a single episode of a podcast. Mm. I'm like, wow.
Wow.
Good Loser. On you.
Oh,
good
yeah,
on you.
Yeah, good on you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I used to think I was like, yeah, I've done this amount of episodes of podcasting. I feel good about that. It's like, okay, yeah, so is everybody else in fucking Los Angeles. So everyone's the same.
I think Periscope really opened the door for everyone to just have like their own show.
Yeah. Yeah. I was talking to a work friend and she was just like, not everybody should have a show. And I was like, I agree. I agree. Not everyone,
but everyone can.
Everyone can.
Everyone does.
Yeah. And, Bobby Mitchell, by the way, says Cody is in the Discord. Cody would have hated that entire thing in the very beginning, right there. You would have just
George Floyd,
it.
Abortion.
You just
He would have. He would have said,
"It's all bad.
Let's move on.
Let's
move on to."
So, what'd you guys do this weekend? Yeah,
I watched Bo Burnham because I can't face life in reality. I'm Cody.
I can't remember if. By the way, Cody is he's out of town, so he might pop in and just say hi, and then that's it.
I kissed the Blarney Stone.
Oh, he's here, Cody. Hey, do you have enough sound bites for the audio only listeners? Even though I'm just saying it right now, but if we had a conversation with Cody, could we pull that off? Maybe.
Oh yeah.
Oh, hey Cody, how you doing, man?
Mm-mm-mm.
Why don't you want to talk to me, dude?
Not necessary.
Wait, hold on, Cody. You're one of the hosts of this show. What's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Cody, don't be like that. Come on, Cody.
Mm-hmm.
Cody.
Mm-hmm.
Cody Severus Hall.
Oh wow.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's not your middle name, but still, Cody. Tell me how your weekend was.
Put my mouth all on it.
You did. You finally did it. Good for you.
I am a goofy guy.
You are. You're a silly goose. Yeah. You're a lot of fun. You're fun to hang out with. You're fun to get drinks with. And you can stop saying yeah. What are your thoughts on abortion, Cody?
No. No.
What are your thoughts on Tom Brady? You think he's a stand-up guy?
Oh man.
Oh yeah?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
All right.
Do you think what's his face? Who's his favorite Angels player? Can't think of the goddamn name.
Leading the bit. You can't just like abandon it because you don't know Mike
Albert
Trout.
Pujols. How do you feel about Albert Pujols?
No way.
No way?
No way.
What about Mike Trout? Do you think he was on steroids?
Nah.
Really? Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Oh, okay. That's good to hear. That's good to hear. Did you like Bo? You think it's funny. Okay. You think it's funny. Oh, that's so funny. Okay. All right. I think this has gone too long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You want to hang out for a bit or you want to like get out of here?
No way.
Okay. You don't have to be an asshole about it, dude. I'm just asking you some questions. Okay.
Ugh.
You good? You sound like you just.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well.
Ah.
Well, Cody, what did you think about Bo Burnham's special? It was pretty funny. Yeah. Thought it was pretty funny. How do you feel?
Wow.
What are your thoughts on people in the chat? Like the people that support our show and keep us going. Like they fund us. They send us money sometimes. And it's really, really cool and exciting. And it's very humbling to think that people would support us in various ways. What are your thoughts on that? Like, how do you feel about it?
I'm rich. I'm white. Gorgeous.
Yeah, I think we should be humble about, you know, the stuff that people send us and do for us because they're literally our life force. They're our reason to keep going. But I think we should just be humble, don't you think?
That's a good joke, Christian. That's
Cody,
a good joke.
Cody, come on. I know you think I'm funny. I know and it flatters
no.
me. Cody, I want your real
no.
on. Cody, stop it.
No.
How do you feel about Brian? What do you think about Brian being on the show and stuff?
I'm rich. I'm white. I'm gorgeous.
Yes, we know this, Cody. We know this.
So suck it, Brian. Yeah.
Whoa, Brian. How do you feel about that?
So suck it, Brian. Yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
Oh. Brian, what are your thoughts on Cody?
I'm a little whore.
Oh, okay. I feel like I'm going insane right now.
It's so hard. It's so hard.
Yeah, it is.
It's good. There it is. Boom. We can do it. Have a whole conversation.
Got it. We got it.
I haven't seen the Discord. I don't know what he's saying right now. And you know what? I don't want to know what he's saying. I don't want to know.
Is he in the Discord? He's not in the chat, but he's in the Discord.
Let's see. By the way, if you want to join our Discord, check out our Patreon. All of our patrons get access to the Discord right up in there. Is he catching Pokemon? I don't see him anywhere. You guys lying to me? Or is he in the Safari Zone?
So what's the Safari Zone?
It's where we catch Pokemon in our discount. I don't see him anywhere. Y'all are lying to me.
Is he not in the Discord?
I don't see anything.
King Sport Kyle gave us the super chat.
Oh, King Sporko, thank you so much. Go ahead, read it.
Oh, you want me to read it?
Yeah.
It said, what's up, you wangers? I'm at work right now, but I'm still listening. My side chick ain't going to pay for herself. Love y'all, even you, Brian. I have so many questions about him and his main chick and his side chick.
Yeah, yeah.
How did it happen?
How does it work
out? How's that going?
Did she get mad at you every time you donate to us?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Thank you, by the way.
Yeah. That's so many questions. I
wish I had the confidence just to say.
Call in and let's talk about your side chick.
I wish I just had the confidence of saying I had a side chick, but I don't.
He knows his main chick's okay with it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what life is all about, acceptance.
Just acceptance in general.
Yeah, acceptance.
Yeah, I agree. Kat in the chat saying, our Discord is much better than social media. That is true. Everybody gets along very well in our Discord. It's a good old time. And if you saw the little, there was a thing that opened up the show with the W, the music and stuff. They got to see that early because they're the best. And I will say, because obviously that tease is hinting at us returning in studio, have no fear. We will have an announcement for that probably next week. We will. But I like to tease them. I've been putting the little teases in the Discord and stuff. And each time
updates.
Yeah. And I kind of regret it because each time I do it, they think that today is going to be the day that we're back in studio. And I'm like,
it is not.
It is not. But I was like, but also like, shit, maybe I could have worded something different. I don't know, because I don't want to just
gotta
like
know your intent. Got to know the intent.
Yeah.
The message that's being sent.
Right.
Are you leading them on?
Yeah. And that was the thing,
too. Like wrongly.
Did they thought maybe, am I trolling them? Am I like, you know, is this actually going to happen? It is going to happen. But, you know, I want to like do a little build up. I don't want to just like, oh, we're back, by the way.
You don't want to blow your wad right away.
No. You got to let us, you got to savor.
You got to set it.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Too many times we're just like two pumps, you know?
Yeah. Too many times you're like, here it is. And it's like, oh, okay. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm excited. She's just there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's 100% of the time.
Yeah.
100%.
100%. 100%.
Kat's comment. She's like, ever! Can I have a side chick?
A hard no, Kat. It's a hard no. stay tuned next week for an announcement.
Announcement.
Next week we'll have an announcement.
So you're still teasing.
Yeah, let's just a little tease. Yeah, just show a little bit of close. Look at it, ready? Hold on.
You're in the darkness right now. Oh.
You can't even see shit.
Is that on in frame on screen?
I don't think it is anymore. These things are really up on my ass. Because part of a thing that I like hung up, I would have to like fold it up a little higher so I don't see it. So I really just shoved this shit against the wall.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
You did.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I did.
Lights on you. You're like in the darkness. You're like, I'm
super
on
guard. Dark?
I don't even know if that's correctly you.
Here. How was that?
Oh, that's your screen.
Yeah, that was my screen. It was on the, what do you call it? The patrons that we give shout outs.
Patrons.
It's on the Google Doc. So how was your weekend, pal? Cody. Yeah. We already said Cody's out of town, but he will call.
Cody's out of town. He's out of the country. We'll see if he gets let back in.
He escaped.
This weekend, you and I hung out on a Saturday.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
I'm still sore.
oh, yikes. I don't have it with me right now, but I'll get it. You vamp.
Oh my God, I'm all by myself. All by myself. Yeah, we hung out this weekend. Brian was like, what are you doing? I'm like, slamming ass. Duh. Like every weekend. It's not true at all. I'm alone for 2 seconds and I just regret everything. He texts me, says he wants to hang out. I'm like, no, leave me alone. And then he's like, oh, I got the radio. Oh, I got something and I want to test it out. So then we met up. Yeah.
I got some. Yeah, we got it.
Last
week.
Who do we have to thank for that? Was that Victor?
Victor Brockmontes?
I think that was. Let me just double check again real quick.
Was it not?
DJ Red Hot Cox. I don't think so. Well, maybe
it was not him.
It was not. Okay, it was Victor. I'm looking up the Streamlab right now, which, by the way, Senior Film just sent in a Streamlab, pretty much his weekly Streamlab, so thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Thank you,
Senior Film. If you do want to send in a Streamlab or a Super Chat, feel free to, but Never have to. It's never forced upon y'all. A simple like. There's 86 of you like watching right now. If you could just hit that like button, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. And then just type in the chat. Type in the chat. Talk to us. And actually, before we get into stuff, if you want to start asking questions, we'll do a little Q&A towards the end of the show after we get over all of our topics that we're going to talk about. Go ahead and just
cues.
Yeah, line up those cues in the chat. Line them up.
We got the A's.
We've got the A's. We'll answer y'all.
Maris asked a Q. Said, what am I drinking?
What are you drinking, Brian?
Sparkling water and Jameson.
Nice.
And some cranberry juice. That's what it looks red.
And a splash of lemon. Yeah. I'm drinking. Thanks for asking me, Maris.
I'm drinking. Maris asked me.
Okay, fine.
And that's what my cranberry juice.
She set up the cue for you? The QAnon for you?
Yeah, she didn't put Christian or, hey, everyone, what are you guys drinking?
Yeah.
She
said, or Brian. Where's Cody at? Just asking for you.
She's just concerned with my drink.
Y'all meet one time in New York and you're best friends. But yeah, by the way, that was Victor Bracamontes, who literally said for the radar gun Cody's heavy balls. That's what
he said. Heavy balls.
Heavy balls.
Size doesn't matter with ball speed.
So go ahead.
Victor Bracamontes. Yes. Sent us something and we ordered or sent us money to buy something. We talked about it last week. We wanted a radar gun to measure our ball speed, to measure Cody. Cause I'm trying to remember, did Cody say he can throw 60 miles an hour?
I thought he said he could.
I thought he said he could reach 60.
Yeah. Which isn't out of, I think he could.
Have you seen Cody? You think Cody can throw 60?
I think he could.
He can barely lift 10-pound weights. He can't throw a ball 60 miles an hour.
He can also do like 100 push-ups.
No.
He did.
He weighs 80 pounds.
He did like 50 push-ups like in a row.
I can lift a feather 100 times.
Because it's a feather.
That's how it works, right?
A baby can lift up a feather.
So Cody said, I can throw a ball of 60 miles an hour. I said, no, you can't. We're going to buy a radar gun. And we're going to test this. And I'm going to throw it faster than you. So we looked them up and they're like $100. This one was $150, and then Victor sent money, and he's like, buy that shit. And I was like, I'm going to buy that
shit. We bought it. Yeah, we fucking bought it. There it is. We have a fucking radar gun now. I would say if you're going to send us in money, it's going to go, it's for the most part going towards production and other things that we'll reveal at some point next week. But, you know, if you want to send us money for very, very specific things... A radar gun that doesn't work, apparently.
I took the batteries out.
Okay.
I don't want the batteries to die.
There you go.
Feel free to. Yeah, we tested it on Saturday.
We did, yeah.
Do we have video?
We took video on our phones,
I posted one on my Instagram on the Saturday.
Oh, check out the gram. Check out BP Sound Guy.
It's gone by now.
Oh, yeah. It was a story.
I think when we tested it, we also didn't warm up.
No, we just went right into it. Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't thrown a ball in years.
I throw my balls every night, but aside from that.
Yeah, you haven't thrown a baseball.
Baseball, yeah.
A baseball. Yeah. You played baseball growing up?
I did.
Catcher?
I was catcher.
Let me guess. I can't tell if you're fast or not.
Maybe running the bases wise?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
I think I was in the middle. Where I'm like, I'm not slow, but I'm not super fast either. Like,
so you batted like sixth?
Oh, Brian, I didn't bat at all.
You didn't bat at all?
No, I didn't even play that much in high school. First 2 years, I played quite a bit. But by the time I got to varsity, I didn't play that much. I pinched it a couple times.
No, but you said you played catcher.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you bat when you're playing, or was someone designated hitting for you?
No. Like, I didn't even start. Like, someone started over me.
Okay, but, like, when you did play?
Later in the lineup, maybe, like, sixth or seventh. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
I'm
wasn't the best hitter.
All right, yeah.
I bunted a lot.
Got it. So you're slow, and you bunted a lot.
Yeah, pretty much.
But you did play before.
I wish I quit, to be honest with you. I quit.
I quit when I was like maybe like 12, maybe younger.
Mm-hmm.
And once it got to a point where coach was yelling at me, I'm like, why are you yelling at me, coach? Yeah. I'm 12.
Mm-hmm.
Get the fuck out of here. So I was like, I'm just not going to go anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just over it.
Yeah.
And then I hadn't played for a while. Then I tried out sophomore year at high school. Didn't make the team.
Oh, no.
Yeah. but obviously because I hadn't played in like 8 years or however long that math works out. But yeah, we
like 2 or 3 years.
No, okay. I quit like well before. Before middle school.
Dang.
Like I
didn't. Yeah, they get pretty aggressive pretty early on.
Yeah,
and I was pretty aggressive.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, because you're not going to go pro.
Yeah,
most, I'm not going pro. Most people aren't going to go pro.
90% of the people aren't going pro.
Yeah.
So we played baseball this past weekend, and we just like try to see how fast we can throw without warming up. You didn't even have a glove, so you couldn't play catch. so we just all right, let's see how this baby works. Let's fucking go.
Yeah.
And what was your high score on the radar gun?
It was like 47 miles per hour.
Nice.
Yeah. There was no way I was going to throw as hard as I could. No fucking way.
Oh, you didn't even attempt it?
No.
Why?
Not that I think that I'll get high. Always because, one, I didn't warm up. I barely even stretched. And I just don't want to risk that. I've had tendonitis in my arm before, and I've gotten it hurt, and that shit sucked. And I just didn't want to, especially like this bone, this fucking arm that I don't the work bone. Out, aside from, you know.
Aside from like fast motions.
Yes, exactly. Ew. Don't ever do that again.
So you didn't attempt your fastest.
No, I didn't. And also you don't have cleats. It's hard. It's hard. You get to get flats on. Yeah. Yeah.
But have you ever measured? Have you ever measured your ball speed? Have you ever radar gunned your pitches or your throwing?
Not that I can recall. I didn't like pitching the whole lot. I remember when I played a little bit of Little League, I pitched a little bit just because like nobody else could. I was like, fuck it, I'll do it. I hated it. I hated it so much.
Yeah, I've never seen how fast I can throw because I don't think I can throw fast. But I got 53, I think, with you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You hit the 50s. Yeah, like mid-50s, I think.
Hell yeah. So that's what I'm saying. If I can do that, there's no way Cody can do 60.
I think he can. I think he can.
You think he can?
You'd be surprised.
I don't know.
Because it's not just muscle. It's not strength. It's not height. It's also heart, Brian.
It's
also about heart.
Technique.
Technique is big, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How you can lift your leg. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Cody's flexible. He doesn't seem it. Seems lengthy.
I think he can be.
Can he bend?
I think he can reach around, you know? Yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
But I tested the gun again today with my brother, and I hit 60.
Ooh.
I hit fucking 60.
But your brother hit higher, and you guys got into a battle, and you're like, oh, fuck you, brother, you're better than me.
67, yeah.
Well, he was a pitcher, right?
He pitched in high school.
Oh, yeah, okay. So.
And in college, yeah.
Okay.
But he said in high school or college, they clocked him in at 88.
Nice. Fuck yeah. I believe it. I believe it.
Then, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like high school or college? Senior. I mean, I batted against dudes that throw pretty fucking fast.
90 in high school? You have to hit 90 in high school? There's
not like all the time, but there was one dude that ended up going pro that I batted against, and he threw pretty fucking hard. No, he struck me out twice. It was like the dirtiest curveball I've ever seen.
Oh, I can't. Sick. I'm like Serrano from Major League. I've never hit a curve.
No.
Yeah.
It was literally one of those things where it's like, oh, this is going to hit me. This is going to hit me. Oh, fuck. It just went right by me.
Oh.
To the point, well,
you think it's going to hit you and then.
Yeah.
And that was. You look like a fool.
Well, I didn't like duck out of the way, like, you know, fall to the ground or anything because. They always taught us to turn.
Take it to the face.
Pretty much just get hit by the fucking ball, or else you're going to get shit from everybody. It's a very positive, reinforced sport, you know?
You sound like an asshole baseball player because when I asked you, like, have you ever worn knee savers as a catcher, you're like, no, I gave pussies shit for that.
I didn't say I gave pussies.
Yeah. You're like, oh, yeah, I gave everyone who wear knee savers shit because they're lazy.
Yeah, they were lazy. They were lazy.
Shitty catchers. They literally save your knees. You're like on your knees the whole time.
It does make you lazy, though. It really does. It doesn't keep you on your toes as much. And yeah, and then a lot of people's excuses would be, oh, my knees hurt. It's like, your knees don't hurt that bad. You're fine.
You were a catcher. You said you caught like 9 innings. Like, you played the whole game?
It was mostly 7 innings. Well, did we play? There was a couple times where we would do 9 innings, but for the most part, it's 7 innings.
Okay.
I think we, fuck, but I can't remember.
You played the whole game, no knee savers. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck, I'm crouching the whole time, not resting on my thighs or my back, whatever these are, calves.
Yeah. I remember when I played travel ball, because travel ball was probably my favorite time ever playing, just because it was serious, but it was also, like, I just played with, like, a lot of my best friends, and so, and we got to travel to a lot of cool different places, hence travel ball. But I remember, like, catching doubleheaders in, like Nevada, like, fucking 90.
That's what I also hated about baseball.
98-degree weather.
Right in the middle of May, June, you're like, let's put on a full-length uniform with a cup and just, like, everything.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck, why? Why am I not, like, in shorts and a T-shirt playing this?
Yeah.
I guess you got to slide and shit.
You get used to it. I liked getting dirty. I liked, you know, getting the uniform. Like, you know, it starts off all nice and clean, and then you just roll around the dirt within seconds and just get all filthy.
You would, like, slide head first, and you're like, hell yeah, I'm dirty now.
Yeah. My favorite was, like, after the games, you know, you take your pants off, and then you had shorts underneath, but your socks were still long. You just walk around. It's like, yeah, I just got done with a game.
What? You had shorts?
I wore shorts underneath, yeah.
Like basketball shorts?
They were like, yeah, kind of. Yeah, like we had our own, like, baseball shorts that we would practice in sometimes.
But you would wear that, like, around, like, at the pizza place after the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you'd wear your vest uniform and then have shorts. I guarantee you, your brother did the same thing, too. A lot of baseball players did.
I don't know if he wore shorts under the baseball pants.
Maybe not for pitchers, but I didn't mind it. It was more padding, basically, for sliding.
When you're sliding, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think I've ever slid before. I don't even think I know how to slide.
Oh.
I quit before we were able to lead off and steal bases. At that point, I was like, oh, come on, fuck off.
everyone's saying, what Abe Ruiz says, alpha Christian. Look at this guy. This is as beta as you can fucking get. Come on.
He's a squirrel or beaver.
Beaver.
White beaver.
There's no way.
Silver beaver.
I wouldn't call me an alpha, but when it comes to knee savers, fuck out of here. Get out of here. If I ever see a pro playing in the major leagues, he's got knee savers on, it's like, come on. Unless the dude's, like, really old, like, for a baseball player. And it's like, okay, maybe.
It's funny to see baseball players who are, like, so out of shape and just, like, sloppy. Like, they're the least in shape people.
In comparison to most of the sports.
Basketball or football, like, dudes who, like, have to run.
Yeah.
Like, basketball, 48 minutes. Yeah.
Basketball, I think,
and
was.
And soccer.
Oh. That's a toss-up. I don't know which one's.
And hockey, yeah.
Hockey's pretty brutal. Because I played baseball. I played, like, 2 or 3 years of soccer and only 1 year of basketball. But when I played soccer when I was really young, so I don't remember, like, how tiring it is. But although, like, in high school, before practices and sometimes after practices, we would all play soccer together just for fun. Because everyone was into, like, World Cup and a bunch of soccer
World
teams
Star,
and stuff.
Yeah.
World Star, hip-hop, yeah. And so we would all play soccer. And that shit gets fucking tiring. It's really fucking tiring. But basketball is fucking tiring, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Basketball fucks.
Well, when we were playing on this past Saturday, mm-hmm. we were, like, just hitting fly balls to one another.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was fucking exhausted.
I was so tired.
After, like,
when you were out in center field taking fly balls?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I was exhausted.
I was so tired. I was so tired because you hit to me first. I was in the outfield first. When I came in to hit balls, after the first swing, I was like, I was huffing and puffing. I was so fucking tired. I was so tired. Yeah.
So I try to give it my all where it's like you were hitting to me at center field, mm-hmm. and I would, like, throw it all the way to you at home base, mm-hmm. home plate. And home base. And after a while, I was just like, fuck, I can't. Like, you hit it over my head. I was like, ah.
That felt good, too.
I can't.
I, for the most part, hit him, like, straight to you, too. I felt bad.
What do you mean?
Like,
hitting it to me?
Yeah. Like, I literally just hit it. Like, you were just in position, and I hit it right. Because I wanted you to, like, you know.
That's what I wanted. I didn't want to, like, run left and
oh,
right.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted a routine pop flies.
Oh, okay.
Catch the ball and throw it in.
Okay.
You didn't even have a glove at home.
No, I didn't. Oh, boy.
But yeah, the next day, I was sore. And I we didn't warm up, and I was, like, tossed, like, heaving the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, my whole arm and right here is all sore.
Yeah. Like for some reason that day, like my back was hurting, then my lower back was hurting a little bit. But then the next day my right arm was a little sore. So I had to, you know, I had to give the guy a little break.
Give him a break. Yeah. Give him a day off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rest that little hand.
Yeah. It's a strong hand.
King Sporkle says, you guys are pussies. I'm 40 and I play basketball on the weekends like a boss.
Well, that's why you have two chicks. All right.
Yeah. Can barely handle one. Come on.
I don't know. I think I would get tired after playing basketball.
Yeah. I played a couple times with friends, like during high school, maybe even in college and stuff. They take that shit serious too, man. Like street ball.
Start calling fouls.
Fuck that, dude. Yeah. It's just not fun. Like I would play and
shirts
I think
and skins. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm not taking my shirt off. Are you fucking kidding me? I think I remember once I played over the line with a couple of, did I play like with Ellis, Tom, Ken, I want to say, or maybe it was just Wiffle Ball. I don't remember
who has the best form in terms of swinging in, like the Schmoes crew, like a bat swing.
I don't think I've ever seen Christian. Because I think he played. I think Christian actually played.
Harloff played baseball?
I think he did. I don't think I've ever seen him swing the bat. Oh, Tom. I think Tom was actually pretty good.
He has a good form?
I think so.
I can see that. He's like an athletic guy.
Uh-huh. Cause okay. Because if not, I'd probably say me.
Oh. Alpha Christian. Put that on the poster. Who has the best form? Me.
Me.
I do.
And that's probably not even true.
Yeah. How's Ellis? Can Ellis hit a ball? Has he played?
I think he was more of a basketball guy, but we went to the cages with him once.
And he can swing?
He can swing, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So
we should, so this is...
Get us all together.
I want to plan I think Cody and I mentioned a combine.
Like, yeah, with the radar gun, right? So you see how fast we can throw?
How fast we can throw. Mm-hmm. So we'll do baseball speed. We'll do football speed. I also bought a football. I haven't thrown a football in decades also.
I have
a good spiral.
I can never throw a football. I'm terrible.
Fantastic spiral. I was practicing to be the backup quarterback in high school.
Whoa.
But then I was like, nah. But they also saw that like I didn't care.
Yeah.
Because I ended up quitting. The fuck is that? There's some guy revving.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Car behind me, and I can feel it in the floor.
I love seeing guys like that. Every time I see them, I just think they're the coolest dudes on the planet.
Yeah, they're awesome.
So cool.
But yeah.
Gregory in the chat says, what about Ken? He loves baseball. Ken has great form as well. I've been going with him to the cages, and we've been wanting to go soon.
Swing form?
Good swing form. It's like the same thing, and I'm the same way, or it's just like, as soon as you start doing it, it's just like, oh, fuck. You got to like kind of find it. But then once you find it, you're just like, boom, you're there.
Yeah. It's like riding a bike.
Yep.
I remember, I don't know if they still have this, but probably not. Ken Griffey Jr. had a thing to like fix your bat swing. Mm. It was like plastic pipes. And it was like, it was sideways and it would go like that. I know you can't see it if you're listening. Yeah. But it would make you so you don't swing upwards.
Ah, okay. So you just make you go straight.
Level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
which is strange because Griffey had the biggest like upward swing to just like knock it out of the park.
Yeah.
But like we had to like swing either down or level.
Mm, mm-hmm.
And that's where I got my swing from.
Yeah. I forget his name, but my dad got in contact with a hitting coach and he would teach us this technique and then the way we would practice would just be in front of the fence where you get like right up on the fence and to keep your hands inside because you want to like keep them inside and then mm-hmm. follow through with it inward. You don't want to like go outward or anything like that. And so in order to keep it that way, you would swing right next to the fence. And if you were hitting the fence, then you were fucking up.
Yeah.
So
all those techniques. I remember I took pitching lessons when I was like really young,
mm-hmm.
like how to stand. Take a step back and to the side instead mm-hmm. of the side and all that.
Yeah.
It's all like,
it's all very, dude, it's technical. I know a lot of people, I think you included, think baseball is boring because it is very, very slow, but I think I like it for that because it's very strategic. It's very, it's a lot like chess. You know, you got to move your pieces all over the place, you know, and you got to make sure they're in the right spots. And I think the most interesting thing is, like, you know, a lot of it gets super technical, because when you're playing in like high school and stuff, and you're playing the same teams, and you're like, okay, this guy, this number four batter, he doesn't like fastballs inside, you know? So you start
you have to, it is very strategic, and you have to know, it's not just like a pickup game where you just throw.
Exactly.
And you have to know the plays and all that shit. And I remember, I didn't realize that till later. And we were watching a game with one of my buddies, watching just a Dodger game. And he's like, I can tell what pitch he's going to throw next. Mm. I was like, how the fuck do you know that? He's like, I know. Cause like
you can see the sign from the catcher.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they were showing that, but also like, if you know the count, if you know who's on base, you know, this is going to be a fastball, you know, this is going to be a slider or whatever. You just know like what's in the arsenal. So it is very strategic.
That was my favorite thing as a catcher too, is calling pitches, and you know, like memorizing what batters liked or they didn't like, what the strike zone was from the umpire, like all that shit. That was fun. That was cool.
Do you remember your signs? I don't think I got to signs yet.
Yeah, we did. So like, you know, you do the regular, you know, numbers 1-2 below and whatnot. But when like,
I know, coaches signs like from like third base or some shit.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We had a thing called float, where it was, and we would do second float, sometimes third float. And it was basically, wherever your the indicator was, it would be, so say my ear was the indicator. Yeah. So you're doing all this. It would be the second part of your face that you touch is the sign.
After the nose?
After the nose.
Or nose, and then another spot, and then that's the second spot.
So this is where it gets fucking confusing. Because one, it was like, okay, as soon as your nose is the, it's like the sign is on. Yeah. So, you know, so I can go to my ear before the nose and nothing. But as soon as I go to my nose, then the next time I go to my ear, which is the indicator, then it was the second sign the second object after you hit the indicator.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have gotten it. And that's like the third baseman telling the batter to do that, right?
Yeah. I think we did float there too. Yeah. Yeah. That was mostly for like catching signs, if the coach was telling me catching signs, but we would do that on, like, you know, if they wanted you to bunt or whatever the fuck. Yeah.
That's too much to remember.
Yeah, it was crazy. But
I enjoyed playing baseball for the most part. If I was like pitching or in the infield.
Yeah.
When I'm in the outfield, I'm just like, oh my God, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
I'm just like thinking about other things, looking at the sky. I just get so bored.
Fighting with gnats.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I remember the outfield was like the spot you don't want to play, like in Little League, like you don't want to be in the outfield.
Yeah.
Like that's where they put the people that like aren't good.
But not by high school. By high school is different.
Yeah, in high school, that's where like all the fast people were, all the
guys with the arms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're gonna do it.
So I'm gonna put a list. So how fast we can throw a baseball, how fast we can throw a football, and the accuracy. We should get like a tire. Hang it up.
Like,
hang it up and then see if we can get the football through the tire and the speed, calculate the speed, and then also do like a 40 and see our timing on a 40-yard dash.
Okay.
We can do it all. We can do a whole Olympics.
Are we warming up before all this, or are we just going?
Yes, okay. Yes. Right. No. We'll get some time.
Can we finish it off by running a mile?
Oh man, I guess my fastest mile is like 12 minutes.
Like, because that's the one thing I'd be more confident with anything now is
your stamina just going.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm confident. Right. Like what I normally get, I could get better in front of you. Well, no, I guess it depends. If we were, if it was on like a field, like a football, like a track, you know, you go around four times, then I think it could be a little bit faster. I could go a little bit faster on that one.
Just because you know, like the route.
I know the route. And then usually when I am running, I'm running a little bit uphill. So.
Got it. Alpha Christian. Slower.
Yeah.
So baseball speed, football speed, running speed, 40 mile. Then if we can find a pool, we'll just like do laps in a pool.
Dude, there was a period in my last apartment, my last Burbank apartment, we had a pool. Whoa. When I was working out and doing keto, I was fucking doing laps too. That shit is no joke.
Yeah.
That shit sucks. Oh, it was so fucking tiring.
That's where you get the V, all the water polo guys had like deep Vs on their
thigh,
whatever.
I bought goggles and I bought goggles because I was just like, I don't want to hit my fucking head. But then the first time I did it, the water was just shooting straight at my nose. I was like, whoa, what the fuck? This is so strange. I've never like experienced this before.
When you're swimming?
Yeah. It was weird. It had never happened to me before.
Like and when then, you would flip underneath and go backwards?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It would fuck me up. Because normally I would like...
You have to learn that.
Well, I would exhale when I would do stuff like that, but it was just too exhausting to do it.
Pussy.
And exactly. And then I got earplugs as well.
Earplugs.
Yeah.
Nice. So we'll do all that. Oof. We'll see. We'll get money on the table.
Oh, let's do it.
Let's see. Oh, Marzonia said free throws as well. We got it. We got to get basketball in there.
Shit.
We got to get 3-pointers around the rim.
You know what's fun? We should play a knockout together. I love knockout.
Fun, but that's not like really strategic. That's just
no,
like,
of course. That's why it's fun. Just fucking knock the ball out.
We need to see how many threes we can make around the edge.
After this, can we do a video of us just playing all of our favorite childhood games on the courtyard, like butts up, handball, hardball, dodgeball, tetherball. Yeah,
with the tennis, I remember how having a tennis ball was like the coolest thing back then.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm. Throw it against the wall ball, all that shit.
Kickball.
I was great at, I was pretty good at kickball, and I was good at tetherball and foursquare. Fucking dominated.
Ooh, foursquare.
Yeah. And handball. I dominated handball, too.
Oh, shit.
I still have marks on my hand because I would slicey too low to the ground, and I would skin my...
Straight A's?
What?
You remember that?
Well, that's
it. Yeah, in I forget which one it is, because there was like... what was it? Was it for butts up? No. Handball? I don't remember. Because there was like straight A's, underdog, overdog.
Rainbows.
Rainbows, black magic.
Black magic.
Yeah,
you black put magic, energy. And then the person has to get it.
Uh-huh.
Fuck, we got to get a handball.
That's good.
And we got to play dodgeball. I'm down to play dodgeball.
Dodgeball is fucking...
Wangers versus Good People Association.
That's
dodgeball
fucking...
Dodgeball tournament.
That's fucking good. Yeah, that would be fun. I would love that. That's a good idea.
Let's do it.
We'll do a smorgasbord of just different games and different triathlon kind of things. I won't swim against Josh, though, because Josh was a swimmer.
He's an actual swimmer?
Yeah, he was an actual swimmer.
But not now. He's got, like, the dad bod now.
Oh, I don't know.
Is he still in shape?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's pretty good shape.
I need to work out more. I need, like, 2 months to, like, actually get my stamina up.
Because
I was dead tired after playing baseball for 30 minutes.
Yeah. We also didn't work out. We didn't, like, do any stretching or...
We didn't stretch. Oh.
Normally, you should, jog a little bit before you run and stuff. Like, just get loosened up. But on our,
we just went in cold.
And we went like super cold. Yeah,
pulled everything.
We were driving today, and me and Amber, and we were talking about like going on diets and stuff. And I was just, she's like, "You should go on keto again." And I was like, "I don't know. I already did it once. I lost a lot of weight, and it was great. I don't want to go through that again." She's like, "Why not?" And I was like, "Why? Why go through all that?" And she's like, "For your health." And I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, yeah."
Well, also, we should get like a doctor's check to see like our cholesterol levels. And
oh,
shit.
Yeah.
Like see how we are.
I need to go back.
I think I'm fine. I think I'm okay.
I think I'm okay. Yeah. Maybe a couple months ago I wasn't. I'm doing pretty okay.
High cholesterol?
Probably. Yeah. But ever since I did the keto stuff, I'm still at the weight pretty much that I had lost it all to. I would like to lose
maintaining
more.
Maintaining the weight.
Yeah, I'd like to lose more. Yeah, but
before swimsuit season.
I mean, I think technically are we in? Are we technically summer now?
I think Laura was saying Memorial Day kicks off summer.
Kicks off summer.
I think Kamala Harris said, "Welcome to summer. enjoy your 3-day weekend."
She said, "Get fucked up, bitches.
Yeah, go to Vegas, bitches. Mattress sales. Oh, Memorial Jesus. Day." Toyota-thon.
Everybody on the right just lost their fucking minds. Crazy.
People on the right act like they're patriots and shit. But whatever. Well, we can get into that later.
We'll get into that a little bit. Let's talk about the Friends reunion, Brian.
Friends reunion. How many of us have them? Friends.
That's the song.
No? Nobody? That's what opens every Friends episode?
I'll be there for you.
Sung by who? What band?
The Who.
No,
I don't remember. They mentioned them in the
the Rembrandts.
The Rembrandts. I think they literally said like, "This is the only song this band was known for." It's so
it's sad.
Yeah,
but it's a fun song.
It's a fun song. No, it is. Yeah. What did you? So the Friends reunion. It was like, I think when HBO Max was first announced, that was like their one, like, oh, the friends are getting, we're getting back together. We're doing it. And I think a lot of people thought maybe it was like an actual like scripted show, maybe.
Oh, like they were going to do like episode 237.
Yeah, the one where they reunited or something like that, you know.
I thought it was all like just speculation for the longest time.
That it was actually going to happen?
Yeah, I didn't know like it was in motion. I just thought like, oh yeah, look, there's talks of a Friends reunion and there's talks of a Friends reunion. It's like it's been talking about for like 10 years now.
Yeah, I know that they were talking about it. And I want to say they officially like announced it around the time when HBO Max was, just to kind of pump it up a little bit more.
HBO Max started with Harry Potter. Like, hey, we got all the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah, not anymore.
Until July-ish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, now HBO is pumping out the big guns. They got, I still say HBO has like the best content.
Yeah.
I love HBO Max.
For sure.
They have all like really good movies, really good shows.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have like classic movies. They have a nice library classic, of classic movies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But, and classic, by classic movies, I mean Rush Hour, Blue Streak, Hardball.
Did you watch Blue Streak recently?
No, but it's on my list.
I love.
Have you watched it recently?
Oh yeah, I love Blue Streak.
I'll probably watch it.
I rip a tongue out and lick my balls with the do the eyeball thing. That's when the blood goes splat. I love. He's like, I'm a Federale. Oh, Federale. He's like, you're Mexican? He's like, hell yeah, from my mother's father's side once removed.
From grandma's side. Blue Street's great. So HBO does have, and when it did have Harry Potter, it had great, it had everything. It has Fresh Prince, all the Fresh Prince episodes.
Mm-hmm. I and watched, I think, as soon as HBO Max dropped, I watched all of Fresh Prince.
Yeah. I'm still in the, like, I'll pop in an episode
here or there. Yeah.
But I think now it has all of Friends episodes.
Yes, I believe it does.
I think, but yeah, I still say HBO. And I know HBO doesn't have the numbers because everyone loves Disney. Disney's going to rule the world. Disney does rule the world. Yeah. They own everything.
I like Disney Plus too. Disney Plus has got some good stuff.
Yeah. They're definitely competing with Netflix, and they're up there, especially with the pandemic happening. So they, but yeah, HBO Max is like, we have all this money. We're going to pump it out. And I want them to leak like how much they paid these people from Friends.
Oh, just from this specific. Well, you know, it's probably equal pay because they famously known to take equal pay after a couple of seasons.
Yeah, they always negotiated together.
Yeah.
And that's where they got like $1 million an episode because they all were like, we deserve $1 million an episode. And like, they're like, all right, go for it.
Yeah.
But I wonder how much, because the Friends reunion has been going on forever.
Mm.
So I wonder like the number where it's like, all right, I can't say no to like this number. Like it's one night and I can't say no to like $10 million.
Right. And I think because I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the Friends reunion. It was like it was nice seeing them again, obviously. But that was sort of the vibe that you kind of feel when you're watching it, that it's just kind of awkward. It was kind of awkward the whole time.
It was very much just, here's a show.
Yeah.
It's very much for the money, which everything is.
Even Amber, she sat and watched it with me. And as soon as they started walking in into the studio and looked at the set, and they're like, oh, wow. She's like, okay, they're mic'd up. How genuine is this? Like, are they just putting this on? Like, they've seen the set a bunch of times, like even after the show.
And yeah, they are mic'd up and they are like going in one by one.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's all set up. And the thing I hated was the talk show format.
Yeah, I didn't.
Because I loved the Fresh Prince reunion because it was just the original cast in the living room going through clips, reminding us like why we love the show.
Right.
Talking about the impact of the show and going through like the behind the scenes and the special moments of the show.
Yeah.
And it was like a solid hour and it was fucking great.
It was. And they got super emotional. It got a little bit dark. They addressed some stuff that was on people's minds for the whole time when that show had finished and stuff. Amber was kind of the same way as we were watching it. She's like, yeah, but the Fresh Prince one was so good because Will was hosting it. And I was like, well, they don't have a Will. No one's the star. They're all the stars.
It was an ensemble piece.
Yeah.
And no one was like taking charge. So they're like, let's get James Corden on to talk about this. And you're like, okay, why?
You would think like a frequent guest on the show would have done it, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, like,
oh, well, why have that whole talk show in the first place?
Yeah.
But James Corden is CBS, which is Warner Brothers and all that stuff. So he's like contracted with it. He's in it. He's in the family.
Mm-hmm.
But if they were just doing, I love the moments when they're in the studio. The game, I think, didn't work at all.
Yeah. I like the little pop up from people because it was just like, it's great seeing them. I didn't know Tom Skerritt was still alive. Had no idea.
Yeah. The Mr. Jangles or whatever his name is. They couldn't Shanks. They couldn't think of his name.
Who?
Or who?
Oh, no, I was thinking of, what's her name? Courtney Cox's love interest for the longest time.
Oh,
Tom Skerritt?
Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck. Sorry, excuse me. I think Tom Skerritt is dead.
Tom Selleck is still on Blue Bloods.
Really?
He's still acting, yeah.
No, Tom Skerritt's also... Tom Skerritt's also alive,
Who's
too?
Tom Skerritt?
He's from Alien.
Oh. No, Tom Selleck is alive and well. And, but the old guy who would broom the ceiling,
yes.
I was like, is he still alive?
I thought he had passed on as well. It's crazy.
Those were fun. But then they had like weird bits where like the barbershop quartet came in and like gave a clue, and even the cast was like, is it Ross? Is it a trick?
Yeah.
Like what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
That stuff didn't really work, but I love them table reading like original scenes.
That was fun. Yeah.
And then just watching like behind the scenes stuff on the TV again. Like that's what I wanted to see.
Seeing the alternate takes of stuff. I loved when they did, when they were talking about the individual characters and they would hold on like their original footage, but it would be like the footage would go past from them just cutting away. It was like the actual raw footage.
Yeah.
And I like that stuff. That stuff was that was really cool.
You're like, oh, this is stuff we haven't seen that we want to see. Like, we want to see the behind the scenes. We want to see the crowd laughing or, like, the producers laughing, like, off to the side.
Yeah.
Or the writers, like, trying to come up. I love that moment where the writer's like, what about this joke for Joey when he's, like, about the buffet? He's like, this is where I get my money back.
Yeah.
And then, like, they tell him to say it. He says it, fucking nails it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stuff like that's really cool.
Yeah. I don't know if maybe it's just I wanted them to get more into the drama because I know that they all do get along, but I'm sure there were moments where they fucking hated each other. You have to imagine that. Even if they consider themselves a family fight all the time, you know? Yeah.
Well, like on Viv and Will, like that whole drama.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's specifically.
Replacing on Viv on the show, yeah.
Yeah. But I imagine, you know, like they don't want to get into... Chandler's drug abuse or anything like that.
I'm sure. Yeah, like none of them needed this. They're all uber wealthy, uber successful.
I'm sure they're still making money off of the royalties.
They're making billions of dollars. They didn't need to do any of this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure their stipulations, like I think you said, like probably Matthew Perry's like, don't bring up my drug addiction. And they're like, okay, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or don't bring up this, don't bring up that. And they're like, okay, whatever you want. Let's just do this. So once like James Corden came out and the talk show thing was happening, all right, this is going to be campy. This is going to be just like talk show format, blah, 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 cheesy, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then fashion shows and like random celebrities. And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like Justin Bieber. That was so weird.
Cara Delevingne.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, all right, whose agent knows who
pretty much.
That like got him in this special.
Yeah.
And like Kit Harington was there. David
was
Beckham,
weird.
You're like, what the?
At first, I was Reese Witherspoon, what the? But I forgot she played. Yeah,
that was fun. I like when she talked about the moment where like the guy on the show
said the line to me. Yeah,
yeah, said his famous line to me. Like that was a cool moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go to David Beckham, and he's like, I love this show where they talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
very strange.
Yeah, like doesn't really work.
Yeah, Sassy Milkshake in the chat says. James Corden was a weird choice. If you want someone to ask questions, at least pick someone associated with the show, like Aisha Tyler, Jon Favreau, Jim Rash. Aisha Tyler would have been great because she's hosted Comic-Con panels
before.
That would have been perfect.
That's another thing that I wish they got into the guest stars more because they did mention like
Danny DeVito, Brad Pitt.
But very, very briefly.
Yeah.
And there's so many guest stars. That show ran for 10 years. Like, everyone wanted to be on Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And Aisha Tyler was Ross's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Rash was just, like, in the final season, series finale.
Greg Kinnear was in it, too, a little bit.
What was he?
He was. They showed the clip of Aisha Tyler like flirting with him. Oh. I think when they were like at the resort, or they were. Yeah, I think so. And he was on.
So
for a
they
couple
ended
episodes.
Up like dating, and then I think Joey and Rachel started dating. I don't know.
It might have been right before. Yeah.
But yeah, like, and then John, I completely forgot John Favreau was Monica's boyfriend in the show.
Yeah.
When he's like, he was like in MMA. A cast, he's like, I want to be an MMA fighter.
Yeah,
I want to be the ultimate fighting champion.
Right.
I forgot, like, I wish they went into more clips of the show and behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Bruce Willis's, his scenes are fucking hilarious where he's like, I'm a love machine. Yeah.
Yeah, because Ross was dating, like, his daughter, right?
Yeah, and she was super young.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, all those, what's her name? Ben Stiller's wife, Christine Taylor, was.
Oh, yeah, when she shaved her head. I don't think she probably didn't really shave her head.
No, but at least she was on the show. Like,
yeah.
More of all that, and just like.
Yeah, like David Schwimmer goes into depth a little bit about like Sean Penn when he was like, holy shit, Sean Penn is going to be on Friends. Like, this is amazing, but I have to wear this fucking. Sputnik. It was Sputnik.
Oh, he was Sputnik at the time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all that stuff. I forgot Sean Penn was the boyfriend of Phoebe's sister.
Twin sister, yeah.
Twin sister, uh-huh. And then he started flirting with her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of that. And they didn't show... I know Cara Delevingne was in the prom Crashing. Dress,
mm-hmm.
But they didn't show the prom episode. I was like, that's one of the fucking greatest episodes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When Ross was about to take out Rachel to the prom, and then her date shows up, and he's like heartbroken.
Amazing.
And Monica's in a fat suit, but I wonder if like can they show that? Is that like
is it too insensitive now? Yeah, I mean, that's one of the most iconic. Went to Universal this weekend, and I saw a his and her lobster shirt from a couple. You know, it's just like
her lobster.
Iconic. It's very iconic. Yeah.
Monica dancing in the fat suit, just like loving it and just like having a blast.
There was one clip they showed of her in the fat suit, I think.
Did they?
Yeah, she was on the couch. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they showed it. But
yeah, the prom episode was great. The one with the embryos where they play the game was great. Mm-hmm. That's probably my favorite episode of the whole series.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just feel like there was so much they could have done, and they're just like, let's keep it light. Let's just get it over with.
Yeah.
Just like,
And they were like, we're definitely going to see each other again. It's like, no, you're not.
Yeah, all right. The money, the price is right.
That was the funniest part when James Corden was like, I imagine you guys talk to each other all the time, right? And then Matthew Perry was like, nobody called me.
Yeah, there's no way they keep in touch.
Yeah, and I don't even see it as like they're like sick of each other, but it's just like, we have lives, you know? Like,
yeah.
This was a thing we did 17 something years ago, like it's done, it's over with,
which again is a weird number. It's like it's not the 20th reunion, it's not the 15th year reunion, it's 17 years because HBO needs to pump out this streaming service,
right?
Which
right.
is great, like
no, it is. It's worth your time watching it, especially if you are a fan of the show. But yeah, I just think it was like.
It was a missed opportunity in my mind.
Yeah, I think it could have just been
way too long.
It could have just been a tiny teensy bit, a little bit better.
Could have been like hour 10, maybe shave it off to an hour. Yeah, I was really excited for it. And there's some good moments, like I said, the table reads and the reenactments and all, and the games and some of the parts of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Lennon shows up again and he just
That was
leaves.
Funny. Yeah.
But yeah, there's. If they just like reminisced about the show and like the iconic moments from the show that just like live in our culture now, like you said, the lobster,
mm-hmm.
if they just like focused on that stuff, but instead they decided to have Cindy Crawford and Justin Bieber show up and do
it's so strange. Cindy Crawford looks great. She looks great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and also Elliot Gould, like barely said anything, but it was so sweet that, he was there with the mom. Like,
oh, yeah.
I don't know if they're together in real life, but they should
yeah,
be.
Yeah, I know, huh? Yeah. I couldn't tell if they actually were or not.
But, like, Elliot Gould was hilarious on the show as the Geller's parents,
Amazing.
As Geller's dad, and the mom was fucking great, too.
So, real quick, we do have a caller calling in right now. The only problem is it doesn't want to connect to the Rodecaster.
Uh-oh.
Bluetooth. So this is going to be fun.
Is he not connected?
If for some reason says the, it is, out of range for some reason, Caller, are you here?
Did you hit the Bluetooth button? The Bluetooth button, Christian, did you hit that?
I did.
Bluetooth. Connect to Bluetooth.
It literally says, Cody, of the Wanger Show fame, it says, connection unsuccessful, make sure Rodecaster Pro is turned on and in range. It's turned on and it's in range, so...
You literally couldn't be closer to the Rodecaster.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand what's happening.
You could be plugged in. That's the only way.
If you
call, does that make it better?
Yeah, if you want to call in. You don't have to do video. You can just do audio.
Yeah, I'll just do audio.
Okay.
If that makes it easier, I can do that.
Yeah.
I'll be back, guys.
Okay, he'll be back. He'll be back. Sorry, Cody.
Will
thanks, Cody.
Though? Will he?
He will be.
He will be.
Yeah, back. That's so fucking strange. It's never done that before.
Out of service.
No, make sure.
He was acting up last time, too.
Yeah. I think I figured out the problem with that, too, by the way.
Why?
I'll tell you afterwards. They don't need to know.
When we recorded the Hamilton commentary.
Hamilton commentary, yeah.
But it's up. We did it.
Yeah, check it out.
My parents thought it was live.
Oh, really?
It premiered live, yeah.
It was premiering live. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Cody, you here?
I think so.
Yeah, we hear you.
He's in here.
Woo! This meeting's being recorded, apparently, guys. Hi.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cody's here, everybody. Cody's here. I got to tweet out so people come and watch the show. Cody's here. We swear.
No, don't let people know I'm here. I'd rather it just be a secret that we can all know together, guys. Mm. We all have a special moment as I go muted for a second. That was weird.
Cody, Cody. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Cody. How are you? How's your tripping so far?
Oh, it's going great, guys. I'm up in the state of Idaho, which it's a lot of white. It's a lot of white up here, so I'm fitting in. Yeah,
it's good sound bite too.
God damn it.
It's a lot of white.
Phone quality too. It's a lot of white.
Mark that down.
No, I'm doing good, guys. Up here for my mom's B-Day. So,
ooh, happy birthday, Barbara.
It's not Barbara, but good guess. It's a good excuse to not be on the show today.
Happy birthday, Eileen.
Eileen, another good guess. Not correct, though.
Damn it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Birthday? Was it today, yesterday, the day before?
No, it was.
It's like 6 months ago. Saturday.
You're just there.
I have no idea when my mom's birthday is. Yeah. I have no idea.
Oh, fun. What'd you guys do?
We're just going up here. I went to a movie last night, guys. My first theater experience back, and it was in Idaho.
Woo!
It was like how I dreamed it. Great.
Did you bring the kid? Did you bring Grant?
I did not. I did not. He passed out at the house, and then me and the wife had a nice little date up to the luxurious theater here. We went to a Regal here. It was very nice.
Ooh. Were you like, excuse me, I used to be a manager here.
I did say that because there was a guy who was like really flustered because his scanner wasn't working. He's like, fuck. I'm like, dude, I used to do this. Don't worry about this. You're fine. I can also just go to whatever auditorium you fucking tell me to do. It's okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
He's like, I got this. Look at Cody looking all secure and like he's the man.
Cody busts out his vest. He's like, I carry this everywhere I go.
I've never thrown this polo away. I still have.
Was this your guys' first date after Grant?
No.
Okay.
We went on a few before the world ended.
Okay.
But I believe since COVID started, this might have been our
first
time
date
out, I think.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Partially vaxxed. Rock and roll. The second dose.
No mask. They probably don't care about it, right?
What did you say?
No mask, I imagine. They don't give a shit.
Oh, no. I walked up and it said mask optional. I was like, that's Idaho. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Well, and
how's everyone in the chat, guys? How
we got Eric Stripler here in the chat to say happy
birthday,
mommy.
He said happy birthday, mommy.
Yeah.
AJ Lancaster in the chat said, happy birthday, Debbie Hall.
Debbie, another good guess, guys. No. You're getting warmer. You're getting warmer.
Keep sending in the money to see if we get it right. Thank you, AJ. Appreciate that.
Happy birthday,
mommy.
Now that has to be a new one. That's got to be a combo one there. Cody, what did you guys see?
We saw A Quiet Place Part 2.
I know that because I saw it on your Letterboxd.
That's right. I always wonder, should I wait until I announce these things before I put it on the Letterboxd? I'm kind of spoiling it here for the people that follow me. By the way, don't follow me, guys, at Letterboxd at Cody_Paul. Follow Christian Ruby at Christian Ruby.
Cody, shh. Go follow us all. Brian's on there, too, at BPI Watch This Movie Guy.
God, I wish he was. That'd be a great username.
I mean, Cody, we can just secretly do it and just do terrible reviews.
I would bet $5 that BP, I watched this movie guy, is not taking yet.
We can do it.
We can get that one.
Sign up for it. Let's do it now. How was it, Cody? Give us your honest review of A Quiet Place Part 2.
I thought it was pretty dope. I thought it was just as good as the first.
Cody says dope in his review.
It's not a self-indulgent, just a director full of himself because he writes, directs, and puts his wife in the movie.
Seems like it.
Brian, is that you? Is that you saying that, Brian? It seemed like it was Christian saying
that. That was Christian.
I'm saying it for Brian because I imagine that's
something he would say. Brian's Letterboxd review, which again is that DP I watched a movie guy. If you guys want to follow that.
Yeah.
But no, I thought it was good. I think it's too soon to say if it's better than the first, but it's pretty good, man.
Okay.
Good stuff. You guys seen it?
I didn't see it. I was going to try to see it today, but it was crowded and AMC said you can not wear your mask if you're vaccinated, and I just don't trust people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They're doing that? Mm-hmm. You can go maskless in the theater now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're getting back to normal, even though most of the world haven't been vaccinated. Just us.
Yeah.
Very strange.
I went to a restaurant on Saturday.
Chili's?
No.
Applebee's?
No.
TGI Fridays?
Yes, Friday.
That's not a chain. It's not a chain. It's cute.
Are we
going to
guess it?
Oh, it's not a chain.
It was some place in Silver Lake.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hipster cafe.
That's what it's called. Yeah.
Oh, was it, what's that hipster place where you bring your dogs?
All dogs welcome.
Lazy Dog Cafe.
Lazy Dog Cafe. I like All Dogs Welcome.
I don't think it's called Lazy Dog Cafe.
Where'd you go, Brian?
No, that's where, parents take their dogs.
Barbricks, I think it's called.
Barbricks. Okay.
But they're not doing like the spacing out anymore, and they're not doing the dividers. So we were right next to a whole group of six people and two people to our right, and we're just like sandwiched in. And I was like, how do I know you guys aren't vaccinated? How do I know you guys are?
Gotta trust them.
Masks are off.
Gotta trust them.
We're back. We're back, baby. And I had flu-like symptoms the next day. So.
Ooh.
I bet you did. Yeah, yeah. Feeling okay? Yeah.
By the way,
shit your brains out.
I did.
Oh, nice. Okay. King Sporkle says, Cody's too white to say dope.
I feel like that should be on the poster of Quiet Place Part 2, though, where it just says, Cody, I thought it was pretty dope. Cody Hall.
It's pretty good.
Right there.
I will say,
Cody, is there a nail sticking out of a staircase in this movie?
No, because in this movie, stairs are built the right way,
apparently.
Oh. According to Adam, last name.
Text him, Smith. If he's seen it, be like, Adam, you see Quiet Place 2 yet? And he's like, Cody,
the door.
Stairs in that movie. Okay.
The stairs are built the right
way. I think John Krasinski heard about this Adam's review of the movie and wanted to
he's
make
like,
sure.
God damn it.
Yeah, yeah. He just wanted to get that nice and fixed.
Gotta be Adam proof.
I think both of y'all would be really happy because when Amber and I were driving home yesterday, she ordered we went to Dog House, the burger hot dog place.
That's where the hipsters let you bring your dogs.
Your dogs,
right?
Yeah. And she ordered a thing called, it was a hot dog and it was just called Cowboy. And so the first time she said that, I was like, cowboy, babe, you know, just like top of my head.
Of course. Yeah. That's
and
the
then,
first thing that pops in.
Yeah.
And she rolled her eyes immediately.
No. Here's the interesting thing. And I just learned. I learned something new about her. I don't think she'd ever heard the song before. Yeah.
This is exciting.
So
the Kid Rock jam.
Yes. So then we played it on the way back. And as soon as it started, it was like, cowboy. Right. And she's like, ooh. Yeah. She was like, ooh, what is this? And then we played it. And she was like, oh, that was good. And it was funny.
Hell yeah.
She'd never heard it.
Has she not heard any other of Kid Rock songs?
She knows who he is. But I put on Ball with the Ball. And she was like, bada with the bada? What is that? Yeah. I was like, oh, Amber. And then as soon as fucking, my name is Kid. Like, I just screamed it really loud. And just ruined the song. Great.
You just roll down the windows.
Yeah.
And just bam. Blast
no, I pulled my windows up. She's like, why are you pulling the windows up? Because I don't want people knowing I'm listening to this shit.
Oh, hell yeah. This is all day. And then you go into the American Badass style of Kid Rock. You got to go into his era, the American Badass era.
I think those are honestly the only two songs that I know.
Repping The Undertaker.
Yeah, when Undertaker was the badass. Okay. Yeah.
What Cody?
Do you remember Kid Rock's country phase?
Oh,
he did a country phase, guys. If you
with Sheryl
that.
Crow,
Yeah, he Cowboy. Puts that picture away.
Cowboys
I put
is a
picture
is a,
away.
Cowboys is a country song yeah. though.
That's like no. a country rock. That was when he was yeah. like posing and doing both genres to try to feel like street. You know?
Yeah, yeah. He was straight out of Detroit.
Yeah.
He said, "Are you straight out of Compton? I'm straight out of
Detroit." Yeah, Detroit.
Like, okay.
I believe he's from like a mansion. I believe he's very well off.
He's like born
he grew
rich.
Up very wealthy. Yeah.
Although, in the Detroit Rock, area. He crushes in fucking Joe Dirt.
Why? Weinberger?
Come on,
Def
some...
Leppard suck.
Go get a Weinberger with some French fries. Yeah. Cause what does he say? He's like, because she's sick of you. And she just sick of you.
Do not tell Joe that I found his parents.
Wow, you guys really memorized that Joe Dirt script.
Oh, Joe Dirt. I've seen that movie so many times.
Love Joe Dirt.
Yeah. Joe Dirte.
How was the bathroom? Did you make a big dirt in there?
Wow.
I got the poo on me.
Oh, man. See?
I think the firework monologue in that movie is one of the top 10 monologues in all of cinema.
Hoosker-doos?
I can never get it all.
Hoosker-doos? Hoosker-don'ts?
Yeah, when people go to acting school, they study that scene.
Yeah, just, there's Brando and there's David Spade and Joe Dirt.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. There's the Robin Williams monologue from Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
and then there's Joe Dirt. Yeah.
I would never stick a firecracker up a bullfrog's butt. He's actually, there you go. Stick a firecracker up a bulldog's butt, blow it up, and then you're there to put the piece together. It's amazing. That's filmmaking. Martin Scorsese would be proud of that.
I do think we like unironically quote that movie at least once a week. I know Christian does with the What's Rule 3 thing all the time.
He throws it in there, yeah.
Yeah.
He always throws it in there.
Yeah. Rule number one, I'm number one.
Yeah. It's great. Hey, Rocky.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Oh. I heard you ran into Buffalo Bob. It's like nothing happened. That's not what I heard.
That's a great running joke.
Nothing happened.
I also did when people would call into the show. I'd be like, hey, Johnny, how big's your Johnson?
Oh, that's where that's from?
Yeah. No, she says, hey, Carson, how big's your Johnson? The first thing she asks.
Forgot about Carson Daly.
Carson Daly, yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah. All right.
2001 was a great time. 2002, 2000. Great time
for comedies, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cody, what are your thoughts on the Lord of the Rings extended cuts? Have you seen those?
I don't think I've seen them.
Oh yeah.
To be honest with you,
mm-hmm. Have you seen any of the Lord of the Rings?
Oh yeah, I've seen all the theatrical cuts in theaters, but I don't think I've seen the long ones.
Mm. Yeah, you haven't.
I set that one up. I said that one with a smile. Brian's like, "I knew you were going to clip that shit."
Size doesn't matter with ball speed.
Okay, don't remember that one at all. Oh god. I heard Brian, you were testing out your fastball recently, huh?
I was.
How'd that go for you?
I was going to ask you, what did you say you can throw? What speed?
Guys, when we do this, you might be pleasantly surprised, guys. I think I'm going to hit like 85 with mine. Okay.
Whoa.
Okay. Let's be real.
Watch
here. I know you're the joke man, Cody the jokester.
Cody with the jokes.
I'm the straight guy. Here. I'm the straight guy. I don't do jokes. So I can throw the ball straight.
Christian's straight. He's Christian very straight.
Christian probably has like the most boring pitching rotation where he's just like arms up, arms down, throw.
I felt pretty good in my moves. I felt good in my rotation, but, you know.
You threw it today too?
Not today. On Saturday, I threw a little bit to just the fence. Man.
The top speed of 45.
47.
47.
You got to 47? Oh, God. Brian got to, what, 60-something?
Okay, first of all, we didn't warm up and play catch. We didn't stretch, do anything. Brian, when you played catch, when you threw the ball with your brother, did you guys play catch before?
We warmed up. He made sure. He's like, you can't go in cold. We got to warm up.
Exactly.
All right. Well, you didn't have a glove. You don't have a glove. No glove, no love.
Not in my.
Not what?
Well, if you saw my face, then I'd made a face.
I saw your face.
Okay, good. Okay.
Cody saw it.
Cody saw it. Audio only listeners did it. They would have thought that was awkward. But no, all my stuff is either at my parents or just non-existent anymore. So next time I go to folks, I'm gonna have to find it.
So Cody, like, honestly, what can you throw? How fast can you throw a baseball?
Oh, I'll be lucky if I top 50, to be honest with you. This is going to be...
All right.
When I was a youth, I had dreams of being a pitcher. I took a pitching lesson with a Dodgers prospect in Riverside. Yeah.
Whoa.
Waste of his time, I can guarantee you that, because I was not very good. But I learned some of the essentials of pitching, guys, in my rotation, my mechanics. So I think I have that edge on you.
Okay.
So you know you have the techniques. You have it all down. You know the form and everything.
Yeah.
And you think you can go 55.
No, I said I'll be lucky. I think likely I'm going 39 to 40, probably.
Oh, but, you're in Christian, we'll see how it goes. Territory.
Didn't warm up.
I'm a very thin man, Brian. Okay. All right.
I thought you were talking a big game last week. Let's play the tape.
Well, hold on. Do you have the tape with you?
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Someone find me the link.
I was setting up a poll right now. I cannot do it. But the poll was, how fast can Cody throw a baseball? Okay. And the four options I had were 60 miles per hour, 70 miles per hour, 80 miles per hour, or Brian's smug ass. But Brian, Cody, if you can't do it, then I won't post it.
What? If I can't what?
Cody.
No, I can do it.
You can throw. You really think you can throw 85?
No, of course not.
Oh,
no, okay. But I'm talking up the big game for comedic effect.
How fast can Cody throw a baseball? Okay, boom. Tweeted. Yeah. Spell checked and everything. Boom.
All right.
Somebody talk.
So, Cody, how accurate is that gun?
I think it's a little wonky.
Does it seem legit?
I put the poll in chat, by the way.
42 over there.
We should.
747.
We'll have someone drive by, take note of how fast they're driving, and then I'll clock the speed, and we'll see if it's accurate.
It's the only way to make sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's the only way. We have plans to do a combine, Cody.
Mm.
So we're going to
see right.
how fast we can throw a baseball, how fast we can throw a football, and the accuracy. We're going to throw it through a tire, obviously, heavyweight style.
I don't know where we're going to get a tire, but...
I don't know where we're going to hang a tire.
Where can you get an open
tire? What if I was like, I got one.
You got one?
You got an extra tire?
I imagine they have a lot of tires just rolling around in Idaho. I don't know why.
Bring a tire back.
Do they see tumbleweeds just on the roads?
Do I see tumbleweeds on the roads?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I've seen a lot of farms.
I don't think I can picture Idaho. I just know the state looks kind of like a penis.
I'm telling you, it's... What kind of penises have you seen? I'm going to go with...
Big ones.
Have you seen Napoleon Dynamite, basically? From what I've seen. And there's parts that are nicer. And there's, like, Boise's really nice. That's, like, their big city. But from what I've seen, it's mostly kind of just fields.
Fields.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I can roll.
Yeah.
I can dig that. Yeah. How's the food up there? What you been eating? Just fucking chicken and meat?
Just a lot of man meat I've been consuming. You know, just gobbling that shit up. Wow. Just eating some steaks. No, it's all the same shit, guys. It's not like a foreign country. It's just...
Do they have pickup sticks out there?
Hey, no,
what are you eating?
I don't think so.
What are you eating?
I imagine they've got a lot of Arby's.
I have not seen an Arby's. I've seen various fast food places, though. You know, I went to an Albertsons the other day. It's all very similar. Yeah, nothing crazy.
Arby's is out there, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I can roll.
Okay. All right. How's Burbank and Glendale? What have you guys been eating?
Pretty hot.
Foods?
I came back from a family weekend as well.
Okay.
Saw the family.
Okay.
And practiced my throw.
Mm.
With
okay.
My brother. I showed you guys. He threw, what did he throw? 67?
Your brother?
Yeah. I think.
I don't know. I wasn't there.
He threw.
It seems you should know the answer to this question better than we should. Brian,
I sent you the video of the gun.
I don't watch anything.
Yeah.
I don't watch
it. Damn it. Christian's still waiting on notes from a cut of the runner from like 3 years ago. Okay, so I got to get back to
no one. Yeah, nobody watching it.
Yeah.
Well, check out our behind the scenes and check out our drive-through.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for reminding me. For all the YouTube peeps, we have a brand new drive-through video dropping this weekend, this Saturday. All the patrons already have access to it. So if you want to join the Patreon and watch it early, it's available for all of them right now. And we dropped a new behind the scenes as well. And we're figuring out what we're going to do for the commentary, so that'll be announced pretty soon. And,
we'll be live again Thursday?
Probably. Cody, I forgot when you were coming back.
Oh, yeah, I'm flying back tomorrow.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Oh, he's already back.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. He's here.
He's here.
Yeah, I'm spending my last night here with my family talking to you guys.
Is everybody asleep?
mostly. They're mostly passed out, so I'm just kind of. Shoot the shit. I do have to leave in a few minutes. I got some time.
Oh, okay. Is Tyler asleep? Is your brother there? Pour some water on him when he's sleeping. Ah!
Make it business fancy. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Run up to his face, fucking fart in his face. You know, that stuff. Yeah.
Hell yeah, and record that
Write
shit.
The word dick on his forehead. Yeah. You know, something like that.
Write that shit. Yeah.
I've done all that so far. This isn't funny to me.
Okay. Yeah, so, you're writing down all the bits you've tried.
Yeah, I'm just documenting my activity at this point. Yeah.
Nice.
I can roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I went to Universal yesterday, Universal Studios.
Was it Grad Bash?
How'd it go, buddy?
I did see a Grad Bash thing still stationed up there.
Hell yeah.
So it might have been left over.
Are you here for Grad Bash?
No, they didn't ask me that. But they were serving alcohol, so I was like, well, fuck, hold on a second. But as soon as I saw the alcohol being served, I was like, okay, I'm good.
Have you guys had the Duff beer at the Simpsons area?
Yeah, it's not
That's
great.
Real?
That's Isn't real. It awful?
Yeah, it's not good.
It's just awful.
I don't like it.
I didn't know that was, yeah.
Wow. I can't even remember what it tastes like, but I remember not liking it. Yeah.
It tastes like shit. It was really bad.
Yeah. Whoa. Usually, yeah. It sounds about right. But I didn't enjoy my time there. It was too busy.
You did not.
No.
I'm just imagining all these people back at theme parks, and there's Chris just pissed off.
It was like human beings forgot how to fucking interact with other people. Like,
Were they just like bouncing into each other? What happened?
First of all, like, Universal Studios did a really good job of just, you know, when you're waiting in line, make sure you're 6 feet apart, all that stuff, keeping your mask on. They made sure you, like, okay, walk on the right side when you're going this way, left side this way. Just people
no
just
one pays attention to that.
Fucking
no one
oblivious to everything. That. Like, all we did, it was so crowded, we left after one ride.
On a ride?
Oh, what'd shit.
Yeah, we got on the Buckbeak ride at Harry Potter. That was the only ride that was, like, super
the
short.
The 20-second roller coaster?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
That just goes in a circle?
We did that, and then Amber wanted to see the animal show. So we saw that, and we're like,
oh, nice.
Let's just get out of here. Let's just bounce. Because the animal show is fun.
We didn't even get on rides. Were hour long waits.
The fucking studio tour was like 2.5 hour wait. Like, it was ridiculous. So the thing that pissed me off the most, and I was just like, we're just so stupid. We're just so stupid as human beings. Like, the show was starting at like 2:25, and so we went over there around like 2:00 just so we can, like, you know, get a seat, because we were pretty confident they were gonna space people out, which they did. And they had these little markers that said, you know, 6 feet apart, 6 feet apart. That's where you stay. As soon as, like, they said, okay, everybody start lining up, just fucking everyone rushed, just crowded into one section. It's just like, you fucking morons. You're stupid. Pay attention. And then the guys had to, like, separate people. And then there was a family behind us, and the dad just kept getting up on my ass. It's like, dude, you're getting in. You're fucking getting in.
Like, literally?
Yeah, he was like, right next to me. And it's like, dude, your marker's right. I know your wife's on it, but go next to her. Get away from me. Shit's annoying.
We're back, baby.
Yeah, I don't miss people.
No.
That's why I stay inside all the time.
Okay.
But that was
Mara did you pay a Memorial full Day price? Week?
No, I had a pass.
Oh, okay.
That was
okay,
carried over and stuff.
Maris said it's Memorial Day weekend. Obviously, it's going to be packed.
Well, yes, Maris. Oh, yeah. I know that. But
yeah, Christian, you fucking idiot.
It doesn't excuse
God.
People
Mayor's
from being them. Stupid and acting as if a pandemic still isn't going on.
I think it's over.
No, it's not. It is not over.
I think we're done with it.
No. Nope.
Didn't they say, what's with this June 15th time? I didn't know what that was. Do you guys know about
like when they reopen everything?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
It just seems like a good day. I don't know.
They're just like, yeah, let's try it. The middle of June, sure. Like, I didn't know that. Like, that's the reopening of the world.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. You guys don't follow the news? You guys read a book every now and then?
You ever read a I got to tell you guys this. I was driving around over here, up in Idaho, a few states over from where you guys are.
Penis shit. Yeah.
I saw a bumper sticker that said, "Recall Gavin Newsom."
What?
In Idaho. In Idaho.
Hell yeah.
He must have moved.
Oh, Jesus.
He moved.
I guess. He's a Californian. A lot of Californians moving up here. I guess that's what it was. But it made me laugh so fucking hard.
The California exodus to Idaho.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I read in the New York Times that the lieutenant governor. What?
What was that? What voice was that?
In the New York Times.
Okay.
The lieutenant governor, like, removed all mask mandates, and then, like, the actual governor of Idaho came in and was like, no. We're not doing that.
No.
Like, while the governor was in, like, Nebraska or some shit. was going to send it to you, but you guys don't listen to or watch anything.
No, I definitely not.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Chris, I'll get to your notes on stage four as well.
Give me a Teddy will be done eventually.
It was mostly a script thing, even though we'd already shot it and started editing it. But it's just a note for the script.
Too. Yeah, I'll have to address that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, sorry about that.
Nick Reeves says, did Christian just call Mara stupid? I didn't call Mara stupid. Did I?
No, I called Christian stupid for not listening to Mara.
Oh, okay. Oh, that makes sense. I would never call Mara stupid. Nick, you're stupid. No, okay.
You know what, Nick?
Avatar does. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't go there. Cody, what are your thoughts on Avatar?
I don't really have much of an opinion, man. It's a movie that's kind of enjoyable. I don't know.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Are you excited for Avatar 2, 3, 4, 5, 6?
I have little to no emotion for it. I guess I'll see them. I'll see them. They're movies, guys. They're big movies.
They make a lot of money. Excited. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cody, before we let you go, did you get a chance to watch your boy's special?
You already know. You already know, Christian. He's went to my letterbox, you son of a bitch. Oh, man. You.
Sorry.
Get that one out, Brian. That's a good little laugh there.
That's just terrible.
Frightening.
Yeah. Imagine that when you're sleeping and then you hear, or imagine that and you're jerking off and then just deflate. Go ahead, Cody.
Deflate gate.
Mm-hmm.
You went from sleeping to jerking off there. That was okay. Anyway,
there's a correlation.
it's what I do before I sleep.
Seinfeld.
Inside is fucking great, guys. You guys both see it. Christian, I know you did.
I did, yes.
Oh, my goodness. This one is – I'll talk about it more when I'm on the actual show. Maybe I'll just talk about it when we're
We can save it.
Will you
that.
Be back on the show?
I don't know. Is that the announcement, guys? Making a big announcement?
Are you staying, in Idaho.
I'm not back.
You're pulling
I'm never coming back, guys.
Pulling a K-Rock, and instead of going to England, you're going to go to Idaho.
Yep.
Go be with your mom, Debbie.
Yep. It's not Debbie. I think you already guessed that one.
No, I know.
Debbie
I was
already guessed.
I was saying AJ Lancaster's name. I thought it was a funny name.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it. Inside's great, though, guys. I think it's my second favorite Bo special. I think Make Happy is still my number one, but this is damn good.
It's pretty good.
This is a damn good one.
Yeah. Do you think, and I can't remember, and Brian, you can obviously help us out with this because it is your opinion, but I can't remember if you were a fan of the Bo or not of like his specials.
He gets it.
You get it? Yeah.
You're asking me?
Yes, Brian.
I don't know if I've seen a special of his.
Really?
Yeah.
Now I'm worried. Now I don't.
I remember a joke where he talks about editors. He's like, you know what? I really fucking hate editors because they, and then it cuts.
Yeah.
Good one, Bo. Good one.
There's one like that in this one too.
Oh, that one. Yeah. I don't think Brian would. Yeah. I don't think Brian could get through all of Inside.
No.
I don't think
not
he
if
would.
It's his first one to watch.
No.
All of it.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it is pretty fucking fascinating. And we can talk more about it next week, but what was your favorite one, Cody? Your favorite bit that he did?
The fucking reaction. The song. That was great. Yeah. That was my probably favorite.
The fucking sock puppet.
That was probably the smartest one.
That was so funny. Fucking annihilated me. Just destroyed me.
At one point, my grandma walked in as I was watching it, and she's like, I'm not even going to guess what you're watching.
Oh, no.
Like, it would take a long time to explain, Grandma.
Yeah, I remember when I was with family, I think like 4th of July of last year, we were watching a bunch of comedy specials, and I put on one of Bo's, and just parents were just like, what is this?
Didn't
register to them.
Comedy, huh?
Did not get it. But
then you put on Joe Rogan because that's who they understand.
Yeah, and you're like, you fucking think about these pussies.
Yeah. That's real alpha male right there. They were called Brian, Cody, they were calling me an alpha male earlier.
Cody was the alpha male, Cody. Christian was the alpha male.
Yeah, that confused me too.
Yeah.
He called
Cody
you an
was the alpha male, Christian was the alpha male. Then I heard a bunch of uh-uhs. So I don't know what's going on.
Christian was being the alpha male. About an hour and a half into the show, everyone was saying he's the alpha male. He's very manly.
I'm wearing a
like our show.
I'm wearing a V-neck.
Yes. Yeah, he gave people shit. You know what knee savers are for catchers in baseball, Cody?
Knee, the little foam things you put on the calves.
Are they for pussies or are they not for pussies?
Let me guess. Christian doesn't use them.
No, I didn't.
He gave shit for anyone using them.
Makes you lazy. Yeah. Makes you very, very lazy.
So I'd be like the backup catcher. I'd be like, Christian, we got like a whole thing of these knee savers. You want some of these? Like, no, man, I don't use that shit.
I'm not a fucking puss.
You watch the baseball on the TV. Do any professional catchers wear the knee savers?
Oh, yeah, man. Benji Molina back in the day for the Angels from 2000 to 2009, I think, was rocking those bad boys.
Lazy. Yeah.
Christian was betting his life that they should not or do not wear knee savers.
No, I imagine that. I mean,
how do you bet your life on should not?
I don't think I bet my life. I think he's full of shit, Brian is.
I'm just trying to start a rift here.
Yeah.
Okay. No. I hope everything goes okay.
I mean, professional baseball players are like the laziest sports athletes.
Whoa, hot take. Ooh. Cody, your thoughts.
Compare them to other professional athletes. Fucking baseball players.
Elite athletes like bowlers and badminton players. Yeah.
I'm not comparing to them. I'm not comparing
Badminton's
to them.
Intense. You watch that shit.
Yeah,
you watch baseball players.
I love badminton, dude.
Yeah,
baseball players. They don't do a hard 90. They don't do that.
You talking about Pujols fucking doubling into set or hitting a double play and then just walking to first base?
Yeah, it's like fuck off. Run the whole base. Run the whole base.
A hard 90 meaning they don't run.
They don't run all the way. It's like
Brian. What did you think hard 90 meant?
I was thinking like a baseball pitch.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Sweetie.
Fair enough. Sweetie. No, they throw 100 now, man.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't throw the 60s like we do.
No, yeah. But Cody's going to...
40s like me and Christian.
Cody's going to throw 100.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
Oh, I'd fucking...
I just come off these crazy mechanics and I just fucking hurl it 102 miles an hour.
I'm waiting.
We throw you into it. We just throw you right into it. And just like,
I'm excited.
Get some scouts there. It'll be great.
Oh, yeah.
Cody, your thoughts on Kuzma's performance this past weekend on the Lakers?
Oh, good.
You know, guys...
You talk about that while I get a drink.
Kuzma's really struggling, Brian. It's he had a big opportunity, big moment to get in there and shine after AD went down. And it couldn't have gone much worse for him. And I feel for the kid, but we're going to need him to score some points, Brian.
Does he need to score points or can he just pass the ball to LeBron and he can take over from there?
You got to score something eventually. I think one of the games the other day, I don't know if it was game four or one of the earlier ones, he was like 1 for 11 from the field. That's Cody numbers right there. I could do that.
You can do that and not get paid millions of dollars.
Yeah. You know what we should do?
What's that?
We should we got to find someone who's like close enough to a professional athlete and like have them play us in sports. You know what I mean? Like we get an actual pitcher to like throw a fastball and see if we can hit it.
We try to hit a fastball,
oh,
90,
fucking
a hard 90 is what you guys call it.
Yeah, hard 90. Throws that hard 90, and then we'll get like a basketball player to play like 1-on-1. See if I can get a basket against him.
Oh, I think we can get a basket on.
That would be fun. Who would take a tackle from a fucking linebacker?
You know, it's funniest if I do this. I need to do this,
Cody. That's
the
terrible.
The jackass.
I'll sign whatever waivers. We'll put whatever foam pads on the side.
Your father, Cody. You can't.
We can't risk that. That's like the kicker trying to be brave during kickoff.
Oh yeah, no, Cody's definitely a kicker. Yeah.
It's just
absolutely. Yeah.
You ever see the kickers try to tackle someone? It's just like, oh.
Well,
I saw one of them get kicked in the face one time on a punt return.
Yeah. Oh hey, there you go.
That'd be me. Yeah.
Oh, well, hey.
Anyway.
Well, Cody, I miss you so much.
I miss you too, buddy.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
I was going to like wait and see how long it could go. I'm like, he's going to start talking.
Yeah.
All right, I'll jump.
Well, I shook my head and I said, no, I don't.
Yeah.
But we'll be back. You'll be back for a commentary this week and we'll figure that out. And we'll announce it to everybody and they're going to love it no matter what.
Absolutely.
Fuck yeah.
All right, guys. You guys agree with everything. Oh, shit. I forgot to get to my thoughts on death. I'll get to that next week, guys. Okay. Don't worry about that. But
we can get on that.
It was great talking to you again.
We're out of time.
Good to see everybody in the chat. Yeah.
It's good hearing from you. Have a safe flight tomorrow. You and the fam, say hi to Debbie for me. And have a great rest of your night, friend.
You too, guys. Have a good show.
Yeah. Recall Newsom.
Oh, take him out.
Take
of office, not like of life. Okay, bye, guys.
Oh, wow. Hey, you can't say that on the air.
I do. That's why I clarified.
Okay. No, it was a baseball thing. Take him out of the game. Take him out of the game.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Give him a hard 90.
Yeah. Give him some knee savers.
Yeah. He's been wearing knee savers during this pandemic, if you ask me.
Boy.
Because he's lazy. King Sporticle sent in. Is he still here? King Sporticle sent in a super chat. Both Mike. Is Cody still here?
Cody's still here, yes.
Is this like a no you hang up situation?
Attend to your child, Cody. Attend to your child.
Okay, I'm gonna go. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, 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 bye. Okay, he's gone. All right.
Is he? All right, now he's gone.
Now we can say how we really feel. King Sportical says, both my gals love when I chat about them on the show. I am very lucky man to have two amazing women in my life. I'm gonna get so laid for this, he says.
Yeah, hell yeah. Do you ever have them at the same time, or is it like one or the other? Is it like side chick only, or main chick, or is it like both?
That's one watch. Do they go at it while you watch? How does it work?
Or do you leave the house, go to the side chick, then come back, and then you get double action in the day? Wow.
Also, what's that like? Bobby Mitchell, by the way, sent in a Streamlab earlier saying, thank you for using my music for the teaser. Here's money. Take it and do what you wish. Thank you so much, Bobby.
He's giving music and money?
I was going to say, I should pay you for that, Bobby. So that little teaser that you saw at the very beginning, hinting of our return, the music was actually done by Bobby. Whose is it, Bobby? It's Bobby's. Mm-hmm. And... it's just a slow rendition of our theme song, which is just fucking great, and it was perfect. So thank you for that. I might use that again for another teaser that I want to try to do. Going through these, AJ sent that one. Victor Bracamonte sent in $50, and he says for the combine tire.
Hell yeah!
All right, how much are tires?
I don't know. I'm sure we can get them. I think I got my tires last time from like Walmart. Check.
Oh, yeah, between $50 and $150. Oh, yeah, we can totally do it. We can also just, like, go to a fucking high school and steal one of the tires or some shit.
You think they have tires there?
Yeah.
We should get the big tires that you have to, like, turn over.
Like the bodybuilders do?
Yeah. All right, all tires right here.
Oh, boy.
Oh, tires are... I guess there's this $60 one.
Tires can be really expensive. Can be very, very expensive.
There's a $35 one, yeah.
Oh, okay, there we go. Yeah, we'll get a cheap tire from like Walmart. By the way, there's over 100 people watching right now. Hit the like button, y'all. The more likes that we get on the show actually does help it out. And then also, if you're watching the playback and you want to leave a comment down below, you can leave. Did you think the Friends reunion was funny? What'd you think of Bo Burnham's Inside Netflix special? Anything that you want to talk about in the comments, we love reading your comments. And the more comments, the more people engage that we engage with, the more people start to watch this show, and it's very, very helpful for us. And if you ever see the show and you're like, hey, these guys are funny, we like their show, consider subscribing to us. Hit the little bell for the notifications just in case you don't get those notifications. We'd very much want you to. And subscribe to the channel. Check out all of our other stuff. If you want to listen to us on the go, you can check us out on Anchor and on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Those numbers help us out as well. Getting more sponsors, get more people. The more we grow, the more cool shit that we can do. And obviously, our bread and butter is Patreon, patreon.com/wangers. If you want to join us over there and help support the show, it really does help us out tremendously. It keeps us going in so many different ways. And it allows us to do really fun and cool creative shit. Like this weekend, like I said, we're releasing a new drive-through video. The first one in, you know, probably over a year. Over a year, because the last one we released was like in March of 2020, I think. We get to do more creative stuff like that, and also the short films and sketches, which we are currently working on a couple of things. So all very, very exciting things. And even all the Streamlabs and Super Chats that y'all have sent to us, we actually just started spending money on something that will be revealed soon, very, very soon. And that was the first time we ever touched any of that money throughout the whole, pretty much the whole quarantine, when we started just taking like Streamlabs and stuff. So sincerely, like, thank you so much. It really does mean a lot to us. It's baffling to us that people would send us money to buy a radar gun or a tire. It's, you guys are the best. Y'all are really, really the best. So thank you all. And you know what? We'll take this time as we kind of like wrap things up. Feel free in the chat, go ahead, start asking us some questions. We'll answer. And then, we'll get out of here. No super chat or stream required. Go ahead and just send in your question. Send in your cue. We'll give you an A, okay?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I also watched a movie last week called Saint Maud. You heard of this film?
Have I heard of it?
Yeah.
No, I don't know what Saint Maud is.
It's an A24 joint. It was like supposed to come out in like 2019 and then 2020, and then it's finally on Amazon and Hulu. Watched it. It's really great. Really, really good.
Rose Glass?
Yeah, yeah. Huh. Very, very talented.
It's a weird A24 joint.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's like perfect kind of weirdness. Is this really? It's very cerebral. It's like, is this happening? Is this not happening? Is it in the head? It's great. Highly recommend it. Go in completely blind. Just watch the movie. It's fucking great.
Whoa.
Great.
Nice.
Let's see here. Maris. Oh, what were you drinking for this episode, Christian? Thank you, Maris. I was drinking an Amaretto Sour. It's like a sweet and sour mix mixed with some kind of alcohol. It's pretty good. I've drank it a couple times. But now I'm drinking a Corona Premier.
Oh, back to the Ronas.
Fat.
I'm kind of sick of the seltzers, like the
whatever the
Bud Light seltzers. That's why I like and all that shit.
I like the Premier because it's lower carbs and lower calories.
Is that a beer or is it seltzer?
It's a beer. Yeah,
it's a beer.
It is a beer.
It's not like a Corona seltzer.
No, no. Okay. So it's like a, I guess it's kind of like a diet beer basically. But you know, instead of like Diet Coke, you know, being just terrible for people, it's pretty good. I enjoy it.
Nice.
I knock these back so easy and, you know.
Hell yeah.
Don't really get too buzzed.
I realized, like, I was drinking, I must have drunken, like, 6 seltzers. And I was like, I don't feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel, like, just tired. I'm just like, I don't feel drunk or anything. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to consume 6 to 7 drinks and not feel a little drunk.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll go back to beer, and I drink Coronas this weekend.
I do like the Coronas. I'm a big fan of Coronas. Just I have to be in the right mood because, like, beer can just fill you up, and you just feel so bloated after it. And like,
we talked about this over the weekend, too. Do mimosas make you tired? Have we talked about this?
They make me tired. Anytime I've ever been to brunch, I'm like, oh, I'm kind of fucking sleepy. Okay. I'm a little sleepy now.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
It must be the champagne. Cause like,
well, I mean, I drink champagne when I'm at weddings and stuff, and
you don't get tired.
No, it might be a combination of like that, but then when you
orange juice.
Yeah, the orange juice, and then maybe like when you start eating brunch, it's like, you know, if you're eating like breakfast and you're eating fluffy pancakes or fluffy French toast, maybe that shit makes you fucking
just
sleepy.
All of it, just all the carbs all at once,
mm-hmm.
just makes you really tired.
Yeah.
I thought it was the drinking of the champagne.
Maybe there's a correlation in there. But I'm sure
there's
something.
I didn't know that was a thing. I thought it was just me, like being old. Like, I'm tired at like noon. After drinking mimosas.
I mean, we are getting old.
Yeah, that's true.
Getting old. Emmanuel Fuentes, this is probably just for me. So I'll get it over with very quickly. Saying, how is Mass Effect playthrough going? How many hours have you played? Brian, there's games that came out a few years ago called Mass Effect. There's 1, 2, and 3. You've heard of these games, right?
Yeah, there was one like he was huge at the time, but
yeah.
I haven't heard since. Yeah,
yeah. So they just came out with like a legendary edition where they put all three of them into one collection for like the newer consoles and stuff. So I've been playing that. I beat the first game, and that was like a 30-something hour playthrough to get total. And then I'm on Mass Effect 2 right now, and I'm on like 13 hours playthrough on that one. So that one's gonna take me a while, but. Mass Effect 2 is so fucking good. It's so good.
I bought a game on the Switch.
Oh.
It's an old game, though. Do you remember, did you play Super Nintendo Aladdin and Lion King?
I played Aladdin. I never played the Lion King. They have it on there?
They have the original Lion King game on the Switch as a digital download. Or
really? Wow.
But I thought it was the Nintendo Aladdin. It's the Sega Aladdin.
Oh,
and
no.
It's different.
Yeah,
and I was like, this isn't the fucking same Aladdin. I played it on Nintendo.
So it's
Nintendo.
Much older. It's not like the side-scrolling game.
It is side-scroll, but different. Like, he has a sword the whole time, and he's like has to beat people. Like,
in the Lion King?
No, in the Aladdin.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Aladdin is the Sega version, but the Lion King is the same version. So I was like, I remember this Lion King game. It was fun, but I can't get past the part where you have to, like, double jump.
I can never
beat that.
Dude, those games were anything before like Nintendo 64 were just fucking hard to beat. I remember the Jurassic Park game for Super Nintendo. If you died, you had to start all over. There were no saves.
Same with Lion King.
You had to fucking beat the game all the way. The Super Star Wars games too, I think, were the same case. Like, you had to beat the fucking game in one sitting. Insane. Yeah.
Aladdin, or at least the Super Nintendo one, you got like codes, like you got Genie, Jafar, Genie.
I'm sorry, who?
Jasmine. Jafar, Genie. Jafar.
Thank you. Okay.
That one? Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, so that was like your way to save it and get that down. I remember writing down like Genie, Jafar.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
But
that's cool. That was like, when they released a bunch of Super Nintendo games on there. And then I got the Super Nintendo like separate thing. It comes with like 20 games or whatever.
Oh, like, yeah, like the classic tiny one.
Uh-huh. And it had like Star Fox and the unreleased Star Fox 2 on there.
Hell yeah.
Fucking cool as fuck.
Yeah.
King Sportical says, I'm a family man with my main chick and a single man with my side chick. That's how it works, Christian.
Dang.
Woo! Got
it all figured out.
What's that like?
He's got it all figured out. That's awesome.
Let's see. Marzonia says, St. Maude, very good. Or he says, V good.
V good. Kid
said, yeah, V good. Theodore Jones says, best toppings for a pizza. I think I know yours, but I'm a simple man. I just like getting the pepperoni. Like very, very simple. Very plain.
What do you think mine is?
Sausage or maybe just meat lovers in general.
I just like sausage.
Just sausage?
Okay. I like pepperoni, but I'll go pepperoni over sausage.
I went to Pizza Rev so many times with Cody that I'd know his order was pepperoni, barbecue chicken, and I think he got sausage as well. Definitely the barbecue chicken. He's a big fan of that. Yeah.
Wow. Nice.
Let's see. That's my place.
Emmanuel Fentes asked me something about an SNL doc. I lost it.
Oh, yes. For Brian, I believe you talked about the SNL doc that came out a couple years ago. Was anything about it new to you or interesting to see? I really like the writers section. Which one was this? Did we talk about
this? I'm trying to remember which one specifically. If it was the one that was... I watched the James Franco one, which was good because he had like access to everything. Like he sat in the writer's room with a camera and he was like behind the scenes and everything with a camera.
Mm.
That one was pretty interesting. It wasn't the best made one, but like you saw more than you would normally see.
Mm.
And the one I think our buddy made he worked at Collider for a bit. I forgot what that one was called.
He didn't work at Collider.
Or he worked on some events.
I think he did some Schmodown stuff. Owen.
He worked.
Yeah, Owen Mugen.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He worked on that documentary, which was okay. Yeah, all those pieces are kind of fluff. Mm. And like you said, like with the Friends reunion, you don't get like the behind the scenes, like Chevy Chase was an asshole type shit, and like real stories. But I remember I fell in love watching the series. Like I think it was called like SNL Through the Years. And it was like decades at a time. They would talk about SNL, and I really love that.
That's
series.
Great.
I don't know if it's anywhere, but it was like on VH1, like all the time.
But that's good stuff. Cool. Yeah, yeah. Like we were talking before the show that this YouTuber came out with a video. His name was like Drew Gooden or something like
Gooden,
that. Gooden. And he talks about being a fan of SNL. And he went back and like rewatched like one episode for like every season. And then some of the seasons that he enjoyed more, he would go more episodes in. His whole thesis on it was just basically like SNL has always been up and down. Like we've talked about that so many times, but he makes a lot of really good points in it. And I highly recommend it. Go check that video out. But yeah, it's funny that I like dude, the behind the scenes stuff that they have on their YouTube channel with like the cue cards and the set dressing and then digital shorts, like all that stuff is fucking fascinating. I think people take that show for granted way too much and just shit on it just because it's a popular thing to do now is just to shit on SNL.
Well, it's always been. And Lauren Michaels says like people have been saying SNL hasn't been good since the second episode.
Yeah.
It's not as good as the first. Mm-hmm. Like they've been saying that shit forever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I follow people SNL on Instagram or like some writers are on there and they do behind the scenes. There was, I think her name's like Jasmine Pierce or something.
Mm-hmm.
She posted a video when Chappelle hosted. There was like, the COVID officers who had to say like, no hugging six feet apart.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, this poor COVID officer went up to Chappelle and said he told him he couldn't hug Michael Che or some writer or something. And like you get behind the scenes with that with people on Instagram.
I love that. No, yeah, I love it. It's good stuff. We need more of that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Emmanuel Fuentes says WangerCon 2022 public plan Demas.
Mm.
WangerCon in San Dimas? Maybe. It can happen.
Or Idaho.
Or Idaho.
Well, will you guys visit us in Idaho?
Would you go to Idaho?
Speaking of events, real quick, I remastered, quote unquote, the Wangers karaoke tracks.
Yes. Yes.
And I was going to ask you if there is a way to put on Spotify. I don't know if people listen on Spotify or if it's even legal because it's like not our music. We're singing
good
over
question.
It.
Alex. I don't know. Alex Marzonia, maybe you can help us out with that. Because Alex has great music. You should check out his stuff on Spotify. Maybe we can.
He takes everyone down, though. Like,
that's
he has
true.
Yeah. So he does. So he knows.
So he knows. Yeah. He knows. So he knows. Yeah. He knows how to get away with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alex, we might hit you up and see it. Because if y'all want to just listen, because obviously the video is still up on the channel, but if you ever just wanted to listen to it on Spotify and we can figure out a way where it's like not monetized or anything, I don't even know if you can be monetized on Spotify.
Just make like a playlist or an album or whatever.
Yeah. Because
I have it all on my phone right now, and I listen to it in the car. I literally like separated all the tracks, and I left like pieces in the beginning where it's like where Cody was like, "Good thing I picked a slow song," and then it goes Monkey Wrench. He's like,
yeah,
nah, nah, nah. He's like, "No, I didn't." Like,
yeah,
stiff like that, and then at the end too.
Okay,
but yeah, that's fun, and I want to do a karaoke again.
Okay, yeah, I do too, and we've talked about it many a times. So chicka chicka pow pow. Let's see. Let's do a couple more. Theodore Jones says, what happened to Frank? I don't know. He's still working. He's just working.
He's been around.
Doesn't want to call us. Doesn't want to call us.
I don't know the last
anymore.
Time I saw him. Yeah.
Maybe if we ever get back in the studio, we can have him come in. Maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see.
We'll see. Let's see here. I'm trying to see. Ooh, come on. Ask us some questions. Cisco Sanchez, do you think the new Nintendo Switch is coming out this week or E3 announcement? Are they going to come out with a new one? Because I know they have the base console, but then they also have a light version of that. Where I think it's just the handheld version. So maybe when is E3? Is that coming up? Are they doing that?
No idea. I don't follow E3 that stuff.
2021. Oh, Saturday, June 12th. Yeah, they're doing it.
Whoa!
Nice. Yeah, that'd be cool. New games. Hell yeah, new games. Alex says, no idea about that since I've never released a cover on Spotify. Are you kidding me? Oh, on Spotify, okay.
On Spotify, it's on his YouTube channel.
But then he says, though I do have a cover video coming out tomorrow, quick plug. So it's just,
and
be
Peggy.
Sure you, and Peggy, be sure you subscribe to Alex's YouTube channel. Let's see. Check. For some reason, I thought my mic was going out.
Oh.
What happened to Frank? Simply Emily said, I had some Bud Light seltzers this weekend. Honestly, why do they even exist? Either have water or have alcohol. None of that nonsense. Yeah, they seem to really boom. The seltzers.
Yeah, they got big. I'm over it. I'm back to beer. Back to beer, baby.
Yeah. I gotta be careful with it. Gotta be careful with it, because that shit get really, really bloated.
I was never good at spitting.
I spat a lot while playing baseball. Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Big
even when we were on the field, I was like, phew. It's like, yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Gregory Lieber says, baseball question, pitching or catching? Catching.
I used to love pitching, yeah.
Let's see. Elizabeth C. asks, have y'all watched the show Them on Prime yet? Pretty good show. No, I haven't. I think I've seen the trailer for that, and it looked pretty good. Yeah. I do want to check it out. I need to just start watching a bunch of shows. I heard the Mayor of Eastvale with Kate Winslet. It's really good.
Yeah.
I heard that it just finished. So I might, and Amber's been watching it and she's been loving it. So
yeah, the finale just came out, I think yesterday or today, and they said it crashed HBO Max.
Ooh. So I gotta get on that. Now that it's all finished, I gotta get up.
I forgot to tell Cody, I started Fargo season 2. Finally started. Fucking great.
You can tell me. I watched it.
You watched season 2?
Yeah, I watched pretty much everything except for the last season. Again, I got to fucking finish that. Season 2 is really good.
Yeah.
Season 2 is good.
We just watched, Laura and I watched the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, fuck, this is great.
Even
like,
the ending. The ending is just like, whoa, what the fuck?
Well, don't tell me the ending.
No, the first episode.
Oh. All right.
Do you remember
don't
what happened?
The ending of everything.
I'm not going to, I'm saying the first episode. Did you finish the first episode?
I watched the first episode, yeah.
Okay.
The ending.
Of the first episode.
Whoa. Okay, yes.
And you were like, whoa, that's interesting.
I was like, whoa.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spoil the show.
All right. Let's wrap. Well, it's 10 o'clock. Let's wrap 10
o'clock?
This
okay. One more question. Kevin Alvarez, specifically for me, because Brian's not going to give a shit. Kevin Alvarez asks, Christian, are you excited for old M. Night's new movie? Yes, because I haven't seen the trailer. I'm not going to watch it because I'm obviously just going to see the movie. But a quick ad came up like when I was watching Hulu the other day, and I got scared and I like looked away. And then they were like, June something. I was like, fuck, it's coming out in June? Oh, holy shit. So we got a new M. Night coming out.
In theaters?
In the wait, no, is it June? Or maybe it's July. God damn it. Old movie 2021. It's coming out. God damn it. No, it's in July. Damn it. I thought it was June. I gotta wait another month.
Oh, you and Eric did a commentary for Split. Huh?
Yeah, we've done commentaries for Split and Glass. Did we do one for Unbreakable? I can't. He backed up so much stuff. I don't even remember what came out, so I don't want to say the wrong thing. But those ones for sure came out. Did the other one come out? God damn it. He does so many. What a wonderful website he has. Go check out PrettyMuchIt.
Pretty much it.
There is an Unbreakable one. Did I do that with him? Fuck, it's been so long. I think I did.
I don't know.
I can't remember. I don't even think the other one I did with him came out. Holy balls. So yeah, go check that out. God, love. Can't wait. M. Night, another new M. Night, Brian.
Yeah, M. Night movie. So excited for M. Night.
Are you going to watch it? Are you going to go back to the movies at all? Like ever again?
No. All the shit I want to watch is on HBO Max.
So no more. There's no movie that's going to get you back to the theater?
Probably not.
Wow.
Like anytime. I wanted to see Top Gun in theater. Maybe I'll see the new Top Gun in theater.
Yeah, that's a must.
Yeah.
New Mission Impossible, that's a must. That's not coming out this year, but still, when it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. All righty. Well, hey, folks. Thank you all so much for joining us here on this episode. Still 100 of you watching, and we've got about 63 likes. If you can hit the like button, get it to 100 by the time we wrap up, Brian's going to take off his shirt.
Outro!
Thank you all to everybody who sent in Streamlabs and Super Chats. We appreciate every single one of you. Thank you, everybody who liked. Make sure you hit that like button again. And if you want to join the Patreon, please be sure to do so. Remember, this Saturday, a new drive-through coming out. We're going to do a commentary this week as well. We'll announce that. Follow us on Twitter and on Instagram for more deets. And check out our highlight video for Hamilton. Cody put up like a 15-minute Hamilton highlight video, which is just hilarious. It was such a fun commentary to do. With our buddy, Alex Marzonia. He's got a new video coming out tomorrow, so check that out as well. Brian, every single week, we give a shout-out to our $15 tier folks on Patreon and up. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Aaron J. Lancaster. DJ Red Hot Cox. Aaron Woodley.
Size doesn't matter with ball speed.
Alec M.S. Young.
It's so hard. It's so hard.
Alexis Lopez.
Yeah, it is.
Anthony Marrera.
You gotta get a cock.
Arcadio Castellanos. Why are you such a dick? Axel the Hungry Hippo.
Wait, what?
Billy Storley.
I did it.
Bobby Mitchell. Whose is it?
Speaking of pulling out, guys.
Brian King. I'm gonna come. Brian Arsenal.
Lin-Manuel Rand of Cosgrove.
Chris Jones.
Hey, everybody.
Cindy Perez. Hi, Cindy.
These parents will go off like a nuclear bomb.
That's pretty good. Claire Stefan.
We don't keep track if you pull out.
Cody Watson.
Happy birthday, Daddy!
Connor Kennedy.
Toss an apple at me, bitch.
DJ Red Hot Cox.
Oh, brilliant idea.
Edith Ennis Petit. DJ Red Hot Cox. Elena Marie 10.
Can you point to me to the aisle of the Tostitos, please?
Emmanuel Fuentes.
He's Danish.
Enrique Cabrales.
Suck my butt, Brian.
Gabriel J. Leba.
Such a fucking idiot for not knowing that, guys. I'm so fucking sorry. Fucking piece of shit.
Giorgio Miraflor.
I kissed the Blarney Stone.
Hernan Sebastian.
I love how he comes in hot everywhere he fucking goes.
James Chesney.
Bro, your shit is whack as fuck.
James Lavario.
Look at me with the big peen.
Jason Harvey.
I'm a basic bitch.
John Noto.
Thick booty Latinas.
Joseph Tanano.
Brian, you don't see that and get hard?
Carl Soderbeck.
Oh, fuck me, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Your ass.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
I don't know how long that got.
Wait, what was that? Was that King Kong? Godzilla?
No, I don't remember where that's from.
Kimberlia.
To the pink one of the stick.
Kyle Hilbert.
Do you eat it?
Kyle Johnson.
What do you think about all the ass out here?
Maris Thornton.
I eat ass. You eat ass?
Mark Murdoch.
Come eat ass with me tonight.
Sorry. I'm getting distracted. Matthew Picard.
You're not afraid to eat ass, are you?
Where is that from?
It's from, used to be on All Gas, No Breaks, but now it's on Channel 5. It's a whole YouTube channel.
Okay. Mike Austin.
Okay. So we're eating ass tonight.
Michael Bittner. Look at this shit.
He's going to pop back in.
Oh.
Nathan Heredia.
Even if he has a boner, you're not going to see it.
Nick Wade.
The very first episode that we did in this new apartment was like what? Like.
No, we did a bunch of shit.
You there?
Ramon Coke.
Yeah, roar.
Paul Acton.
Oh, daddy.
Real Snacks Attacks.
It's all wet and soggy.
Robert Gerbig.
You guys ever hear about Two in the Pink, One in the Stink?
Ruben E25.
You know, you're my one and only Latino.
Samantha Leon Mendoza.
I'm a cock. I'm a cock. What do you want me to do?
Right. You are a cock. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Sang Lei.
Your mother was a whore.
Senior Film.
There's an island called Infant Island where Mothra is from.
Space Wolf Lounge. Terry Stockwell.
Oh, yeah.
Terry G.
Get that guck in there. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Thad Pettit.
Did you ever just, like, drink the sauce?
TJ Jones. And finally, Tyler Eklund.
That's what all the priests told us to talk. That's how you say to them. They didn't. That wasn't...
Oh, thank you all so much. Appreciate every single one of you. Stay tuned for this week's I see Nick, what is the theme of June? We will announce that in our monthly Patreon update post, which will be out very soon. So thank you all. Appreciate you. Have a great night. Shout out to all our patrons here now.
Oh, Cody's in the chat. He said, did somebody say Fargo?
Oh,
I gotta finish season and then he's 2 gone. It started stuff. Really good. And it has everybody in it.
Oh, everyone. Patrick Wilson. Everyone's. Is that his? He's in that, right?
Yeah. Kristen Milioti, who's fucking great.
She was, who did she play?
His wife.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. How do you remember?
I love her.
good stuff. It's on Hulu. Check it out.
Yeah, it's on the Hulu. Woo. Which we don't have the updated ones, so we have to watch the ads.
Ah, boob.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're watching this, you've never seen this
butt,
before.
Brian.
Lick our butts and watch other episodes of The Wanger Show. Check out our latest videos, like the Cody sketch where he talks about his career. Subscribe to us here on the channel and join us on Patreon. Thank you all. Have a great night.
It's so hard.
It's pretty easy.